it's not a good sign that I was just staring at the screen waiting for the show to start. I'm so high, I was just waiting. I was like, oh, wait, he's me. I'm the show. Oh, no. Short one today. Probably 38 minutes or so. Chad Zumach fan should be right at home with the zone I'm aiming for. JK, we'll do a few hours, couple hours, I don't know. We'll feel it out. I'm in a weird mood. I really don't want to do Steel Toe. However, I know we'll do some Steel Toe. I didn't catch today's show. I don't know anything about today's show. The phone lines are open today. I miss Buzzard Bill. What's his name? Bizzard Bob. Anyway, I'm very low-key and low-energy today. I'm very tired. So don't expect a lot of yelling and ranting. I'm happy. I'm fine. We're all good here. We're just tired. I think the voice is gone. I don't have the energy to argue, so only call in on the phone if you're going to be really nice today. Okay? Just real nice stuff. Run it by Big Black first, okay? Do me a favor. Today's EP... Oh, yeah, Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. Our PayPal is NLO at nobodylikesonions.com. Our Venmo is PMelt. And our Streamlabs is... I don't know what that is. So, Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, thank you. And all the high roll... Do we have? Oh, no. Sometimes it doesn't update. Sometimes I can't play it. Give me a second. I'll get this squared away. It's a syncing issue. And we hate it over here. Anyway, these guys, very important people. They all gave me money. A lot of money. Anyway, Patrick and I were texting earlier. He said I was today's EP. I don't know who that is. Book of Toe? We only have 58 likes, people are saying. I'm seeing 64, 67. What if this was the show? I just keep updating you what I'm seeing. Dude, what I'm seeing on the likes front over here, we were at 67. Now we're at 68. And, you know, by the time this gets out to people... Like, on the delay and stuff, I can see it going up to 74 now. Wow. So we do get a little bump there. And then when people realize what we're doing over here, I imagine it gets real fun for them. So they start hitting that button. And look at us now. We're cruising at 85. And before you know it, when you see it, 92. And, yeah, if you're not seeing it, just refresh. We'll be here when you get back from your F5 adventure. I'm seeing 93. Oh, yeah, I meant to go red on this, on that one back there. I meant to go red on it. I meant to go hard. Hard red, as it were. But I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? We're not here to adjust my set. You fucking idiots. Oh, we're at 98. We did it. I'm in a mood today. You've been warned. I'm going to fight you tooth and nail to not do Steel Toe. I don't want to do it. Did anything good happen today? I doubt it. But again, the phone lines are open. 323-825-4990. I had to stop and slow down as I was saying that. Like, did I just give out my personal number? I don't even know anymore. I don't even know anymore. Everyone's starting to be mean to me. I think Doom turned them. Shit Show's being mean to me. Cousin IT is being mean to me. Everyone is a being a mean to me. Quit a being a mean to me. Quit a being a mean to me. Okay, anyway, we're going to have a great show. Low-key as it will be. I don't want to scream. I don't want to raise my voice. I'm just now getting into it, okay? So hit the like button, tell a friend, grab a drink. It's the end. I was watching the Olympics opening ceremony, you know, in Gay Paris. I'm going to go back and finish it. What a production. What a production. All right, here's our first call in a while. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
I love your show.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm a Leo. I like beaches. I live in Lakeland, Florida. So I'm from your neck of the woods. I wasn't born here. I was born in New Jersey.
No.
You make me laugh a lot.
Nobody would ever believe you're from Jersey.
Huh?
Nobody
I'm sorry?
Nobody would ever believe you're from Jersey.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. You squeak. Of course you're from Jersey.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Okay.
I really enjoy your show, and I appreciate you making me laugh. It's very nice.
And then how did you end up in Lakeland, Florida? Jesus Christ.
Well, I lived in Europe. I lived in Iceland, and I...
When did you get divorced?
And then I just wound up here because I'm Italian, and part of our Italian tradition is the youngest daughter takes care of the parents. So that was my job.
When did you get divorced?
I'm not. I've never been married. I've been engaged for 21 years.
You've been engaged for 21 years?
Yeah, I don't believe in getting married. I actually, the man I'm with, I moved in with him on our second date. So we've been together for 21 years. He bought me a ring after 10 years, and I bought him a ring, but I don't believe in marriage. So, but I do believe in having pretty shiny things.
Hence Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah, well, we wound up here because my parents lived in Tampa. They're both dead now, and I was taking care of them. So.
Okay.
We'd like to live in Europe, but we have to be a part of the EU, and we're not a part of the EU.
Who wouldn't? All right. Thank you for listening. We're glad you love the program.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Oh, God. I'm from where she's calling from. Although I'm pretty, isn't Lakeland 863? You're calling from an 813? Because Lakeland's Polk County. Anyway, I don't know how it works. Welcome to the show.
So high, I'm so high, I'm so high. That's just how I get by. Lift that bird to the motherfucking sky. That's that pill. That's that fire. I'm trying to smoke.
Don't you cry. Don't you cry. I ain't full high. I'm a ride it. I just need to put my mind at ease. Yeah. Someone tell my baby mama I'm just trying to keep the peace. I ain't here for all that drama. I'm trying to smoke.
Hello? 911, I need to report a fucking addict who's in a house full of kids, drugs, and me-weave boogers. My side piece sucks compared to April. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me.
Baby, come back. I knew these lights were the wrong profile. Boom. Okay. Can we please? Jesus Christ, that was too normal. You know, when I'm working in here like in a normal mode, I have the lights regular. Anyway, we're back. We're back. Can I tell you what kind of mood I'm in today? You're going to get mad. You're going to get mad. I'm in this kind of a mood.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Bink.
Oh, players only love you when they're playing. Same men, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes, you'll clean your nose. You will know.
Pretty good.
And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job. He's doing all right. He can play the honky tonk like anything. Saving it up for Friday night. And the soul turns. And the soul turns. Off swing.
Pretty good.
No, no matter the bar we've got, I cannot wait to see tomorrow. No matter the bar we've got, I cannot.
For everybody out there who said he didn't have range, hello? Hello? I'm with him.
How he does it tomorrow with you.
You nasty.
Whoa.
And say,
who saw the switch coming?
With you.
You nasty. Even when I close my eyes.
With you.
You nasty. Holding everything in mind.
With you.
You nasty. Even when I close my eyes.
Wow.
Conversion software version.
This is one of his favorites. He does this one all the time.
Version 7.0. Looking through the eyes of a tired heart.
Sometimes he talks.
Life is a waterfall. We drink from the river, then we turn around and put up our walls.
You know, I see a lot of people saying this is just autism, or you're making fun of him.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
But that's when I couldn't believe what I saw on his timeline, because I hadn't checked it in so long, you know. But I saw him with a guitar, and believe it or not, as bad as he sings, you know, look, the singing's not good, whatever. He clearly likes music, though. He clearly listens to a lot of songs. He knows a lot of lyrics. He studies music. So I was fascinated when I saw that he has a guitar. And like, okay, so his singing is horrible. His singing's really bad. But as bad as that is, believe it or not, the guitar playing, way worse. Way worse. Check this out. Wait for it, wait for it. Wait. Some people People are saying it's really good. I know what you're saying. Anybody can get lucky once. Anybody can get lucky once. But what if he posted two of these? Wait, where's the other one? He had two. I'm really upset. There were two. Oh, no. Never had one lesson. He's not that bad, Patrick. How come he only knows this one song?
On my bed, I woke up this morning and the sun was long. Eternal soul music. To start my day, I lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slept away.
Okay.
Turn the phone off or I'll sing more less than songs. Then you can handle starting with this popular one, just like Frank.
Just like anyone. He's just like anybody. Just like anyone, he's just like Frank. And I know it. You know, it's his one-sided point of view. I know it. When he says, it's my way or the wrong way, I don't care about you, but to see my side wouldn't be the worst thing he could do.
I, too, dream of being just like Frank.
Chad was just live, so drunk, says Joe Howard. We'll have to go look. Donnie Spurgtopia joining up for 15 months. By the way, yeah, let's lock her down to members only today. We're doing a little bonus. So members only in the chat. Thank you. Thank you. Bye, pores. We really do a really cheap membership here. So, you know, we got over 3,000 members. There's no excuse to not lock it down for these pores. That's just a fact. Why did he get so red now? No, I feel like it's... Oh, no. Something's happening. We're in some sort of freak mode. Is there a freak mode activated in here? It's on a real red. We're on a real red trajectory. One day I'll learn how to use this stuff. But until then, Arctic Aurora? Anyone? Not bad. Could we fucking please?
He called his style liminal acoustic, inspired by the spaces in between, moments of transition, thresholds between states of being.
No.
He believed that music could capture these fleeting moments.
No.
The ephemeral beauty of dusk and dawn, the stillness before a storm, and the quietude between heartbeats. His technique was a blend of percussive elements, finger-picking, and harmonic overtones. He would use the body of the guitar as a drum, tapping and slapping in intricate rhythms that resonated with the heartbeats of listeners. His fingers would dance across the strings, not always playing chords or melodies in the traditional sense, but creating a tapestry of sounds that evoked the feeling of standing at the edge of something vast and unknown.
This isn't some obscure genius like Jimi Hendrix. This isn't some proficient, you know, amazing guitarist, you know, that we're just all in awe. Every time they play, we're in awe of them, like Stevie Vai or something. This isn't even Lita Ford. This is a sick man. This is a sad, sad, unattended, you know, adult. You know, I imagine he's got a mom or a dad or a caretaker of some sort that locks him up and somehow he gets internet access and a phone and he makes these videos. He sings the same songs over and over again, and now he's been given a guitar, and we're supposed to be impressed by some sort of weird noodling, some imitation of a, oh, he's like the Wild Stallions. yeah. Hit the like button if you like Bill and Ted's Big Issues. Chrissy Mayer is having Nick on tomorrow morning. Oh. Why? Another mastermind media play by Chrissy Mayer. Let's get a guy on. He can't say anything. It'll be great. He can't say anything. It'll be great. You guys are impressed. Don't be impressed. Don't be impressed. By what? By what? Fred the Coordinator, isn't that the lead singer of Tool, right? Slick Rick, have a happy day, Patrick. Thank you very much. Lev Kramer's a member for 39 months. No singing guy, please. 39 months, no singing guy, please. He might be the oldest. Has anybody hit 39 yet? I don't think Roger Rodriguez. I don't think Moody. This might be a limit. Shit Show, thank you for gifting a membership. And Buck Naked gifting a membership. That's amazing. That really, really helps / hurts the cause. I'm not sure which one yet. We'll let you know soon as we get to it. I can never get enough.
He fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You're going to hell, bitch. Oh, my God. He nutted on my leg.
I love that. What happened?
He nutted on my leg.
Never gets old. I can't close the tab. I can't close the tab. I can't close the tab. Shout out to Stalin 19 for recognizing this and titling this clip correctly. Steel Toe, April using her Instagram to deflect from her charges. I'm glad somebody else caught this. It's a completely made up thing Aaron did. April's has charges and has to go to court. She's not in the public eye. She doesn't have a show. She's not trying to spin anything. But Aaron has to do this thing because, again, it's all projection with Aaron. Aaron's the one who's got allegations. Aaron's the one who's accused of physically assaulting his wife years ago. Aaron's the one who's been called a monster by every woman he's ever joined in holy matrimony. So it's weird that he's now claiming that April's using Instagram to deflect from her charges. You people who have to go to court and are facing jail time potentially can't deflect from their charges. People who aren't necessarily facing charges and have been accused of crimes that they are trying to get everyone to forget and not focus on, like physical assault on a wife, like it's been alleged against Aaron Imholt by April, years ago. Those people have to deflect. Those people need to get people to focus on other stuff. Again, if April is smart, she'd run you through the goddamn ringer for assault. It would ruin you. I'm not kidding, man. You'd be heaping chili down at the DQ Grill and Chill. You'd be the guy warming the chili bags. Trust it. Anyway, here we go.
Please address April's cringy, shameless, sympathy-harvesting Instagram post about some little girl who died a few years ago was this Devin's relative to deflect from the drug charges.
So I think what happened, he'll explain it, but watch the overreaction first.
No!
This is like when he found out the kids were there.
She is not using that little girl's death to deflect from her felony charge.
Now, how would that work? And who? To who? The judge? The jury? The cops? How would her posting about another dead kid deflect her charges? Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Oh, that is shitty. Especially considering the things she's said over the years.
He's such a goober. He's such a bad actor. Is that what you... Oh, that is bad. You really can't trust her, right, guys? Come along with me on a fantastic voyage.
Oh, that is dog shit.
She's the worst, right, fellas? Oh, new prediction, too. New prediction. He gonna get rid of this dog. He never wanted this dog. This was an April dog. It's been a burden since the moment she left. And now he's doing this thing where he's like, the dog's shitting in the bed, the dog's shitting on the floor, the dog's fucking up my life. I hate this dog. Now, again, he never had a relationship with his dog. He's not good to his dog. You can't have a dog and it not come up, you know, the same way we never heard about his kids. Or his daughter, or anything he ever did with the neighbors before April left. But he wants us to believe this is who he is at his core. A good father. A good neighbor. A Menard's dad. No, he's telling us through every single anecdote he tells about cooking stuff that's too spicy that he's never cooked a meal for his children. He's telling us that his dog is shitting all over the place after letting his dog eat all the drippings from a pulled pork that he made. And if you know anything about the drippings, it's going to be pure fat and rub, which is tons of heavy seasoning that a dog shouldn't be eating. If I ever cook something on the grill or smoke something for human consumption, I'll usually, like a brisket or something, I'll have a piece that I trim off, don't put any rub on, and I'll smoke it and give it to my dog. You know, if I'm making turkey breast and there's a piece I cut off, I won't brine it and rub it before I give it to my dog. Your dog shouldn't have all that. And it's insane to have to tell you that. He's letting his dog literally, like, lick out the bottom of the grill. That's not good for your dog. Especially a tiny little dog like Gordy. A big dog can eat some fucking rub. My dog actually loves taco meat. I found out because I dropped a taco. It's her favorite thing now when she smells it. But she doesn't get it because dogs can't have all that. Now, she did once and it was fine. But I wonder why your dog's, shitting all over the place like it's had Olestra for 3 days straight. You know, not since Anthony Cumia's ex-girlfriend has someone grease shit all over the place unexpectedly. And again, it's just because you don't know how to take care of a dog. They say, well, you don't know how to take care of a kid. You don't know how to be a neighbor. You don't know how to set up a karaoke machine or a camera or audio. But go on with your fake outrage. Remember when he was done with all this? Remember?
She lost 3 stepkids because of her drug abuse, and then she helped lose 5 other people's kids because of her drug abuse. And she's going to talk about someone being neglectful in the death of a young child. There was a toddler. I can't believe she would use this, but this is somebody else's family, not hers. Her ex-boyfriend had a sister who had drug problems.
So Devin Payment's sister had drug problems.
And her kid died on her watch. And there was no conclusive, you know, criminal charges or anything to what happened. But April insists that the mom or the boyfriend had something to do with it. I can only go by what April's told me.
So her ex-boyfriend's sister allowed her child to die on her watch, apparently.
And she says, well, it's because she was on drugs, and drugs are awful, and drugs are horrible, and drugs are bad, and drugs are this, and drugs are that. She's fucking hurt so many children.
They ain't her kids. They were never her kids. We told you they were never her kids. One of the old school OGs can shed some light on this. Maybe like a Citizen M or a Soft Weekly type character, but you know, Tukey didn't even know this. Padablo didn't even know this. Rocco either. Know why I'm saying all their names? You guys got to get some power rings and join together as one guy. You know, April first met Aaron when she did some sort of like field trip to the radio station. This was an old, he didn't really remember it or anything. It wasn't like they like hooked up or got each other's number or something. And I don't remember if it was college or high school, but Aaron first met April like 10 years before they got married while she was on like a field trip to the radio station with her class or something. And someone will know the details of that. But I do remember that from the early days, which is wild. You know, what even? How does that even work? It don't. Shit Show and Buck Naked, thank you for the gifted memberships as well as 2 cookies for a write out. 2 cookies for a write out. Whatever that means. Zool McCool, thank you for gifting a membership. Ham and Egg, remember, for 16 months. Another overreaction for the two. Another, that is some field trip. The field trip that ruined her life. Yeah, she just knew, like, this was a real man. And then, of course, Aaron would have been married at the time. Aaron would have been married at the time. Bone and the Carbarian, remember, for 15 months. Prescient Hope, a.k.a. CTE Maynard, is a savant. That's the guy who was playing guitar and singing a moment ago on your screens. Prescient Hope is his YouTube name. And Bonin also gifting 15 members. Sorry, 5 memberships. Anyway, high school field trip. High school field trip. So there you go. There you go. Talk about groomed. Whew. And Aaron's playing the victim going like, wow, she really used me. She just saw my radio fortune and climbed aboard. Mason in Portland gifting a membership. Thank you very much, Mason in Portland. You know, how does he come? Who first came up with the goal? I'd love to see like their last show before they didn't do the goal. And then their first show doing the goal. Does anyone know when that was? Could anybody find that? That'd be wild. Like their first show ever, ever, ever doing a goal. Okay, guys, we're going to start something new today. We call it the goal. Pretty cool. They stole it for DSP. Okay, I got to get into DSP. I might have to get into this DSP character. Somebody sent me a really long email guide on DSP that I have to follow, I guess. $50 super tip. Thank you very much. From Anonymous. Is this the one that hates me or the one that likes me? Fucking awesome. Onion is on. A nice surprise alongside a proper day drink while enjoying the Olympics opening ceremonies. Paused for accusations of being a hack. That being said, carry on with the luscious toe roast. Hail. Yeah, I paused it too. But, you know, it'll be a couple hours long. And I imagine it ends like at night when it finally gets dark over there. Oh, I gotta book my Europe tickets. All right, we're gonna put a poll up for where I have to go in Europe. What should the options be? All right, I'm only gonna take. We'll do this. We got to do a real segment here because this will decide where I go in Europe. I'm only gonna take text super tips as suggestions for the poll. And then we'll put the poll up, and then the people who vote on the poll will determine it. And we'll do it by money. Because money talks, bullshit walks. Okay, so where does Patrick have to go and do a live show from? This will be it. And I see everybody suggesting stuff. I'm only going to take suggestions from text super tips for the next 5 minutes. And then we'll make the poll. And I don't know a lot of European countries. All right. So that's how we'll do it. I'll leave that open. We have five more minutes of this video. Send in your suggestions. It'll cost $3 to suggest something. But those are the only things I'll consider. You fucking cheaps. You fucking cheap cheaps. Okay, here we go. And it has to be in Europe. So you can't go Kazakhstan. You can't go Ukraine. Russia. I have to be able to go there. You can't go go to the North Pole. You fucking idiots, okay? Jesus Christ.
Because of her drug use, and now she's going to use a dead kid to try and deflect?
How does it deflect? It's such a dishonest argument. Because there's no deflection possible.
From her felony charges? That's fucking disgusting, dude.
Also, like, I love how he hears something in his chat and runs with it now. And then he builds this whole world around it. Where he has to, like, be disgusted with it. He has to, like, invent something to be outraged by.
That's really gross. That actually does upset me on a not performing for a podcast level. That's up, dude. Oh, my God.
He can't stop overreacting to it over and over and over and over and over again.
I never played that card with her. I never got to the point where I played that card with her.
I'm not trying to hit the goal in every way. I just, you fucking idiot. I can't win with any of you. I don't give a fuck. Send them in. Send them in. It's what we're doing.
You cannot distract from your own crimes by talking about other cases. So I will distract you from me choking April by talking about what a horrible person is.
Hey, Uncle Aaron, can I get some more powdered white cheese on my spaghetti? Oh, it makes my face feel funny.
Ibiza, and you have to pop Molly. I've actually never been there. That would be funny. We'll put it on the list. That seems like a reward. But okay. We'll put it on the list. And I have to do MDMA live on the show? Boy, where would I get Molly in Ibiza? You're not supposed to do drugs. You're not supposed to do drugs.
I dropped a taco once. The air was filled with the echo of nails on a floor and swoosh of a loose helmeted Louis charging the bounty. Gordy the First got there seconds before Louis, and I got one bite in his mouth before my loin fruit Louis reached him. That was the first thing Louis swallowed. That and Gordy's tongue. Gordy the Fourth does not charge food fall to the floor. Gordy 1 through 3 are buried under Nick's jacuzzi. April says it makes her a better hunter. Silly Woods girl. Can't wait to get your video roast for my party big sauce.
Video roast. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. We'll put it down. Somebody wants Notre Dame Cathedral, Paris, France. I'm not going to Paris during the Olympics. It just seems like a nightmare. It'll be so expensive anyway. And it's too mainstream, whereas Pretty Antisocial says Andorra, which I've never been to. Moldova, and you have to get cursed by a Roma. Okay, these are good. Andorra, Moldova, Estonia, Albania. What's the difference? I got to look at a map. Where's it? Estonia and Albania. Estonia is right below Finland. I know. Where's Albania? Who even knows? Oh, God. This is opening up a nightmare. Andorra's next to Spain. I don't know. Estonia. A lot of people are saying Estonia. Kiev. I can't. Oh, wait. Where's Kiev? That's the Ukraine. Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can go.
Daddy, why are you crying?
Oh, I was just thinking about all the good times I had with my beautiful April.
But you have that new slam piece that you've been banging. Doesn't she make you happy?
Yes, sweetie, she's okay, but it's just not the same when... I miss my dear sweet April so much that sometimes I don't even know if I can go on.
Wow, you really are a pussy. I hate you, Daddy.
How does slam piece feel, you know? Sometimes it's like, literally sometimes it's like, I miss April so much, I'm having a good time, I'm doing better. Last week I was bad, but now I'm really moving on. You know what I've learned? This is just my job. All right, Albania's next to Romania. Is that on there? Romania? Hungary? Belgium? Belarus? Any of those? Estonia is very affordable. Yeah, like the Czech Republic. Yeah, I can't go to the Ukraine. John Doe, you're too dumb to listen to this program. Literally every time this has come up, some idiot says it. And that's why I prefaced the entire conversation today with, it has to be somewhere I can go. And you can't go there. I mean, you're dumb. You're dumb. Prague. I've been to Prague. But Prague's cheap too. Albania is near Greece. I'm hungry. Okay, we're just going to put them in. We're just going to put a bunch of these in. Are you ready? Shades Cal says I'm kind of over this. Imagine us giving a fuck. Imagine us giving a fuck, you fucking weirdo. Sharon C says Croatia. That's going to count because it's $50, you know? Croatia is on the list. Ibiza is on the list, although I think that's two. Moody, how many of these results can I even have on this poll? Can we have 20 things on the poll? It'll look awful, but, you know... Estonia was mentioned several times. What were the other ones? Andorra? I don't even know what that means. Nobody wants Andorra. Go to Wales. It's a shithole. I mean, and the UK is not a real place. The UK is not a real place. Andorra's too close. I don't know. Let's see here. Oh, I'll put Poland because some people wanted Poland. What's better? What's the best city in Poland? Warsaw? Serbia? Westeros? Oh, my God. Weak poll game. Weak poll game. Transylvania. Oh, boy. Belgrade? This sounds awful. Andorra, Prague, Estonia, Ibiza, Croatia, Wakanda. Oh, Moldova was one. I don't know where that is. Really? Anywhere else? Last calls. Oh, Budapest. Okay. Last call. Amsterdam's too easy. And I've been to Amsterdam many times. How much weed did you smoke today? Not enough. Not enough, and I'm not doing any. Norway, Sweden, Denmark. Yeah, let's pick one of those. Munich. I've been to Munich many times. Usually during Oktoberfest, though. Oh, yeah, we're going to do Warsaw or something. Warsaw. Now we have 7 choices. Sorry, no, I'm not high. I'm just trying to pick the right places. Oslo, Helsinki. I've been to Helsinki twice. Go to the gym. That's a good point. It's a really good point. All right, we'll put Oslo, Liechtenstein. Oh yeah, wasn't Latvia or what was the other one? Latvia or fuck. I'll put Latvia. Oh, Lithuania. Which ones were better for me to go to? Quick vote. This is the last choice. Latvia or Lithuania? Latvia or Lithuania? This is content. Well, we just, you know, you got to do housekeeping. Isle of Man. It's too close to. Too close. Latvia. Latveria. I already have Estonia on here. People are saying Latvia. Prague is not a country. Yeah, I know. I just put the city down. Look, these are destinations, not countries. Calm down. Is everyone going to be okay? Would you like me to... I mean, Warsaw's not either. Okay, I'll take that out. I'll put Poland. You're all fucking nerds. We'll take Prague out. Budapest is not... I mean, what are we doing? Fuck you. I'm putting Prague back in. I'm not going to be bullied by my own peeps. And we're putting Warsaw back in. That's 9 choices. I don't even know if we're allowed to have a poll with 9 choices. And now Rocco's texting me, and this is going to be important. He wouldn't dare interrupt the show. He knows I'll die. Transylvania. Oh, he says he got the same DSP study guide. Yeah, I haven't had time to go through it. All right, we're doing it. We're doing it. Boom. That's so many choices. That's so many choices. Look at that. Look at that. But it's handling it. Moody's system works. Okay, there it is. Croatia, Ibiza, Estonia, Andorra, Moldova, Budapest, Latvia, Prague, Warsaw. There it is. There it is. And the only, are we doing it? It's just you. That's a good point. Well, we will do it because I have to do a full show from there. I have to go do a real show amongst the people. Maybe I'll find like a restaurant or a cafe that'll let me just sit in the corner and scream. Like, you know how Ray DeVito does? When he's, like, in the lobby of, like, a Fairfield Inn in Ohio. I feel like that's what it'll be like. I feel like that's what it'll be like. Anyway, this is going to run from now until I go to Scotland, which will be on the day after DabbleCon 2. I'm going straight from DabbleCon to Scotland. And then I'm going to do Scotland for like a week or not quite a week, but like a week. Oh, Malta we didn't put. Uh-oh, there comes one. There comes one. That is a three. Hold on, there's three votes for Estonia came in at once. And by the way, this is by money. This is by money. It won't make sense. I can do it by money or by vote. Weird. Weird. I don't know how my own thing works, you know, frankly. But it's up here now, and we'll be checking in on it. So you're going to buy some baseball cards. But that's a three-week poll. I wanted to get it up because I, you know, I wanted to run for a long time. So we can really see what people think. That's what I'm all about.
Patrick and your illustrious listeners and viewers, I wish to thank you for the platform. To truly be open and confess my sins, I love to say how April left me for blow and strange sex. The irony is there was a more fundamental problem. I am a shit person.
Oh, it is by the three isn't three votes. It's $3. Okay, so Orange Goblin was the first vote. And that's $3. Okay, got it, got it. We're learning together. Van Nysia. Just around Van Nuys. Brian's voting for Warsaw. Thank you very much. Anonymous was Van Nysia. Van Nysia is great this time of year. Barcelona, do a show while running with the Bulls. He's just too mainstream. Paris, Barcelona, Berlin. I've been, and it's you know, fine. Not Kiev, Prague. We did it. We put that on there. One of the three Scandinavian countries is Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. We added Oslo, I think. Did we add one? We didn't. Whatever, man. It's locked in, man. It's locked in.
My immortality ring tells me Patrick Melton should go to Minsk and Belarus. Europe's great dictatorship.
I, too, would go to Minsk.
Belarus. Bosnia. Jesus Christ. You guys want me to die? Sharon C. says Croatia. Thank you for the $50 super chat. Share Bear. Deep Service says Gaza Hospital makes smoked pulled pork. Whoa. That fucker, they'd all be so hungry and have to eat it. It'd be so embarrassing when we took it to their temple. Fine, Sicily, and you have to join the mafia. I wouldn't last a day. Mr. T. Esquire, I nominated Prague, but Estonia is the best choice. I'm voting for Ibiza since it's the lamest place to go. Dela voted Ibiza. Must do Molly. I don't know. That's where we're at. We have $3 from each and every one of you for that. Anyway, that'll roll for 3 weeks. So it will change, and it's hard to see until we zoom out.
The little girl. I hope she didn't use the little girl's name in her post and use the name for sympathy.
I hope not. I hope she didn't write, "I'm innocent, unlike whoever killed this kid." I hope. I hope she didn't write that.
But, like, there was going to be a time in a fight where I was going to be like, what would so-and-so think of you right now, knowing what she went through?
Whoa.
Wow, that
so-and-so.
Honestly, dude, that's a new low. I told you she's little Nick Riccata now. She's a little manipulator, sociopath, cult leader person. Wow, is that fucking awful. The day she finds out she got a felony charge for drug possession, while she lost...
No, that's not fair to say it's a vacation. This is going to be literally like a day. It's not going to be fun. I have to go to this place. I have to fly to this place, do a show, and the next day I have to fly home. So it's not, you know, this is no vacay. I do it every day, hey. You know?
Abandoned three stepkids. Don't believe her bullshit.
I'm not going to have time to, like, sightsee and lay out by the shore.
She lost five other people's kids that she was supposed to be the nanny for.
It's literally like, make Patrick go do a show for Moldova. Make Patrick go do a show for Moldova. Okay, so here's an example. Something big must have just come in. I haven't seen it yet. But some big donation must have just come in because look at this. Somebody who believes in Estonia just sent in a biggie. And it's anonymous. Anonymous says, I vote for Estonia. I'm somewhat fascinated with the locale. I'm a fan of Curly. I know you will then proceed to say, I have no idea who Curly is. I'm simply saying it because it happens to relate to you saying Estonia over and over and over again. Curly Estonia. Curly Estonia. And the reason I think I'm doing it by money instead of by vote, you can do count by vote or count by dollar. But the people who give the most money is like pays for the flight and the hotel, right? That's how I think it works. There's no X-axis, you slut. I'm not the slut. I'm not the slut. I asked for totals to be in the bars weeks ago. But Moody doesn't care about you. It's $53 for Estonia. And anywhere from 0 to 3 for the others. Just so you know. Anyway, it'll change dramatically.
This is like Alice from the Brady Bunch getting the Brady kids taken by CPS. She was supposed to be nannying for these kids. She would have rather done blow. And swung with a married couple. Not that, look, man, I'm guilty of the swinging thing too. Absolutely, 100%. But she would have rather just been snorting that shit up her nose multiple times a day. Every fay, I saw it. Not an opinion, fact. I have no evidence that she stopped. And lost 8 kids. You've hurt far more.
April lost 8 children that day.
One of them tested positive for coke while you were there. I'll tell you this. I don't think Devin's niece tested positive for cocaine ever.
That's a new chat name. Devin's niece. Light a candle.
You want to really use that little girl to garner sympathy for yourself? Oh, that is awful. But Fly High says, guilty of the drug use too, Aaron. Yeah. I didn't mean to say I wasn't guilty of that. I meant like not nearly as much as they did.
Oh.
But you're right. I'm sorry. Like, you talk about gaslighting. That's sociopathic behavior. That's serious mental illness. That's really bad.
Nobody gaslights like me, but this is crazy.
I don't even want to go on Instagram and look at it. I really don't want to.
I would rather just make up what she did and yell from here. Do we have to go see the body or can we just go arrest her?
That's disgusting. Apparently today would have been her birthday, Lee says.
Yeah, that's why she was posting it. You're making up that she's doing it to deflect from her arrest. How would that even work?
What's today, July? Yeah, that checks out. I've been to her grave before and everything else.
He hates that she got there first. I do believe that. That's probably true. There's probably a shred of truth to that.
Goes, but my ex-boyfriend's niece. She doesn't care. I'm convinced she doesn't care. You don't do that to somebody you care about. You don't use the corpse of a child to deflect from the fact that you...
Hold on. Did she use the corpse or did she post a picture from when... I'm confused. Did she use a corpse of a child? Did she go dig that baby up? Did she go dig that baby up?
I knew she wouldn't take responsibility.
I knew it. I knew she'd use that baby's cadaver.
But this is way worse than I thought it would be.
Ugh. Sure, I thought she'd mention it. I thought it would come up. I thought it'd be an object lesson. Did I ever once think she'd dig up that little girl's body and prance it around like Weekend at Bernie's? Ugh. I hate when I'm right.
Citizen M says, hiding your
addiction. I hate it when I'm right.
The loss of a child. It sucks. The headbutt isn't true.
Ugh. Ugh. I gotta take a shit. Ugh.
Yeah, somebody sent me an image of, yeah, proof there.
Yeah, somebody sent me proof of death. Brutal. Brutal. Savagely, savagely brutal. Here's Anonymous with no vote for where I should go. For what it's worth to any who miss to the Estonia vote, before I dropped in to give sway, Estonia was being named nation dropped a lot. That being said, I'm simply nudging the proverbial horse in the brook. Why didn't you vote again? Put all your money on Estonia, you piece of shit. This is clearly rich Anonymous we're dealing with here. Fat Farmia is wonderful. Try it. Olympic Village. Ozempic Village reminds me of Solvang Sands the Mexicans. Whew. Might be something to that. It is beautiful. It really is beautiful in there. North Idaho Pest Control. Inshallah, brother, go to Chechnya. Probably won't. Magnesium linoleum votes for Moldova. I don't know anything about Moldova. I'm so ignorant.
There it is. Wow.
He's like, I don't want to go look at it. Okay, I'll go look at it. Wow, it's worse than I ever thought.
And your birthday, you pig. I still stop by from time to time. I know there's an angel watching over us. Watching over us?
How dare you give that angel another chore? You know very well angels only watch over the dead. How dare you share an angel with this beautiful dead child?
You could have gotten children killed.
Yeah, but she had an angel for it. You know? Budapest, Hungary is the place to go. Budapest, Hungary is the place to go. Well, that's going to make it interesting. It's going to really, really shape up. I can't wait to find out where I have to go. We might have to do two. Like, if it's... If there's two that generate a lot, we'll do two. I'll go to two. I don't have a fixed schedule for the last few days, so I'll go to if three become apparent that, you know, right now two are kind of standing out. But we'll see. I know this will change drastically. Right now the peak is $50, and we all know that 3 weeks is a long time.
We could have gotten children killed. And all you can think about is yourself.
Okay, that's wild.
I just wanted you to know I haven't forgotten about you. You haven't forgotten about her.
Wow, why did you cut out him dropping his own phone? Fuck, that was funny. Look at that rumble tumble.
I just wanted you to know I haven't forgotten about you.
Oh, he throws it.
fuck you haven't forgotten about her. You became a coke fiend.
Is that what he looks like when he's about to fight? When he's really mad and he wants to fight somebody? He's about as scary as old Aaron can muster. You want to go? You want to go?
If you hadn't forgotten about her, you wouldn't have been a nanny to five kids that you lost and be facing felony charges. And now you're using her dead body?
No. She's posting a picture from when she was alive, correct? No one's using a body. We're using a photo. Are you okay? Are you okay? No one's using a body. No one's using a corpse. Why does he keep using this language?
To deflect?
Aaron hates people who deflect. He hates that when that happens. God, if anybody holds anybody up to be accountable, it's Aaron. That's why he doesn't swerve or dodge the allegations that he abused his wife physically. He simply beat the fuck out of her, and he stands in that truth. Boy, howdy. Anonymous voting again for Estonia. Perhaps I was remiss to click the Estonia bubble before. This is to rectify said neglect. Let us raise a glass and send the bulbous one to the glorious Estonia. Well, you missed that 50, though. You'll never be able to make it up. You'll never, ever, ever be able to make it up. But you are shrinking the competition immensely, and that's all that really matters.
I still pray for justice for you. You are loved. Not by you.
You're incapable of love. Please.
Them? You sure don't show it. God, I hope that. You know what? I hope Devin doesn't see that. He doesn't deserve that. That guy doesn't deserve that. She put him through
I hope he doesn't. But I know he watches the toe. I really do. I really do think he watch the toe. Anonymous says, I'd avoid all NATO countries and Baltic states. Pay attention to the news much? The bear is about to pounce. Try Tahiti, Junior, or Tucson. Do you have a friend in Tucson? You okay? What is the thing about, what is the Tucson reference? Like, seriously, I don't. The bear in Tucson. Everything's in. What's his name is back. Yeah. No, I'm not getting the Tucson thing. Seriously.
Enough, apparently, from what I'm hearing.
Whoa. Also, you didn't vote. You know, you got to vote. Even if you're hating me, you got a vote. Oh, yeah, we were going to check Chad. Okay, hold on. Sit down, Zumak. We'll get him to remove his show. You know he's watching. He'll definitely pull it. People said he was hammered.
Content. You're welcome.
Oh, he's hammered.
And I'm not jamming it down your throat with 4-hour fucking shows, dog. I get in, I get out.
Oh, he mad. He watching and he mad.
Out, stick and move. I'm not a grifter. I'm not turning you upside down and draining your pockets, son.
Hear that, Anonymous? I'll take every last drop.
Report the news. I get the fuck out.
He reports the news.
That's how you should do it. I'm not glutton like Melton, that fat piece of shit.
Oh, wow. So he's waking up on a Friday. He's drinking at noon and getting mad about Melton. And by the way, I'm not even on. I mean, we really haven't made fun of Chad in months. It's so sad.
who sits.
And then we know he'll pull this show any minute. Because he's such a, you know, he's sitting at home bitter and drunk. Hi, Chad. We know you're watching. Prove it now by pulling the show. As if we won't be able to find another show of you acting like a drunk boob. How will we ever find another show where Chad acts like a drunk boob?
The city was drenched in a fog of deception, and fake outrage was its most popular illusion. Everywhere you turned, there were shadows screaming over the trivial, masking the real sins lurking beneath. It was a game played by those who knew the loudest cries got the most attention. Underneath the din, real victims went unnoticed, their stories drowned out by the cacophony of feigned indignation. In this town, the truth was just another casualty, buried beneath layers of performative fury.
I am a gay.
Breach.
There, like a lazy fuck, getting high and just watches clips.
Should I do a little vape? I don't mind if I do, Chad. Thanks.
Nothing to it. Just a lazy fucking grifting, unoriginal douchebag. Who takes from everybody, takes from Kevin, takes from me, takes from Red Bar. Nothing original from these fucks. All of them.
I got one original thing. I had one original thing, Chad. I got a poll where Sharon C. just gave $300 for me to go to Croatia. You know, so that's going to change a lot over here. It's going to change a lot. I told you, and 3 weeks is a long time, you know, This is going to go wonky. So, whoa, another hundo just came. Did you see it? You blink, you'll miss it. Side note, and plus money to Estonia. I was catching up on the past shows, and you got into a bit of a rant against an anonymous who called you stupid for a take on something. That was not me, dude. I may disagree with you on some tanks, but it's not my style to call lame names. No. We think we know who that is. I think he got mad. I think what I figured out now, watching that back, because I was really confused, he got mad because he thought we doxed him. Because another listener guessed who it was based on how his message style. They guessed that it was the Goldfold guy. And then he lost his mind and went like, oh, wow, you're doxing me, dude? And it's like, I mean, you're anger and your Red Bar obsession is like a fingerprint, you know what I mean? For like, so it wasn't even me, somebody else guessed. So it's insane.
All the way down from Carl to Steel
Toe. By the way, let's not gloss over $300 super tip by Sharon C. Let's not gloss over that. Croatia is supposed to be beautiful. It really is. But I can't believe Chad woke himself up and got himself into this much of a frenzy over Melton. Yikes.
Take and do. But the Mud Shark comes in, points out facts, shows the receipts, shows you the evidence, and then breaks the fucking news! TM Zumok, motherfuckers. Don't get it twisted. Good to be here, everybody. Thank you for joining me. If you're over on X,
Sharon is Karen,
/ Twitter, I'm shutting down the feed. I only do that to bring you over to YouTube. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button, jump in the chat, hit subscribe.
I only start broadcasting on Twitter and then stop broadcasting on Twitter to bring you over to YouTube. Huh?
You've got a friend in Tucson. You've got a friend in me. You've got troubles, and I've got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, and we see it through. Because you've got a friend in Tucson. You've got a friend in me.
Cousin? I'm trying to... What's the Tucson? Knocks up backwards. Cousin minus the I. Nutsack? Nutsock? What am I missing? Stop fucking with me.
I stuck my ween in a dumb sliz, made three mistakes, then found a younger dumb sliz to pawn them off on. I'll be damned if she's not taking responsibility for my past mistakes.
I'm a huge cuck for censoring super tips, Tizla.
Tizla. Tizla. By the way, Moody is not the one who censors super tips. Just for anybody following along, Moody is not the one who censors super tips. Basically, it has to be approved by the AI. You know? I don't know. Look at this. You forgot to vote again, Anonymous. You forgot to vote again with $100. You forgot. Ugh, props to the Croatia tip vote. I had to push back slightly. Still want to hearken back to my previous tip. That's fucking retarded, but I just blindly be contrary and call you stupid, retarded. That being said, hail Bulbous One and hail chat. Yeah, but you didn't vote. You sent $100 in and didn't put it in the right, so you didn't budget. You guys would have been equal, but you really fucked it. Jesus, this guy fucked it. No, you would have beaten her. You would have beaten Sharon. What a dumb contest this is.
I've hit April. That's what it's all about. So if you're on X, Twitter, bye-bye.
Harken. And by the way, I am a big, dumb, retarded, bulbous one.
Bye-bye. We're on YouTube. YouTube.com/sit.
I went live on Twitter for 6 minutes. Bye. Bye.
Down Zumok. What have you been doing today, Z-Man? Good question. Great question.
Drinking.
Drinking. Great Gladwell Ape stopped by.
Oh, boy.
I lost my keys. I talked about that. I had to get a brand new key.
Ugh. So he acts like a friend stopped by, but really it's his landlord, and he had to bring him a new key. Chad's so lonely, he's flushing keys to have his landlord stop by and have a beer. Hey, it's like the drug dealer when you got to pick up. He's like, hey, you want to hang out and smoke a blunt? I don't. Don't you have friends?
For my car, it costs $140. House key, bike key. And I need.
He lost all his keys. He lost all his keys.
New mailbox key.
What the fuck?
So Gladwell bought me a new mailbox lock, being the great landlord that he is.
He bought you or he bought the apartment? Dude, Gladwell bought me new outlet covers. He's the best. Dude, Gladwell stopped by with a bucket of paint for me. What a cool gift. Dude, Gladwell hooked up the linoleum countertops for me. He gave those to me.
And then he comes over, and I don't see Gladwell all the time. Last time I saw him, we went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, had a great time.
Right. That's why you see each other so infrequently.
I got a little too...
Today?
I was too excited.
Oh, back then. But today, too.
Chili Peppers were great. I don't care what anyone says. They fucking rock, dog. John Frusciante. John Frusciante, one of the greatest guitar players of all time.
I don't know. Did you see Prescient Hope?
Underrated, baby. But he comes over and he drops off the lock and I'm like, oh, it's fucking Gladwell. I love seeing that guy. I get in a good mood and I'm like, want to go grab a drink? And I'm like, he's like, yeah, why not? You know, he doesn't have to work till later. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
So at 11 a.m., Chad goes, do you want to go grab a drink? At 11 a.m., Chad goes, do you want to go grab a drink?
So we went down to the Press Box. Shout out. They're not even a sponsor. Press Box. What a great sports bar here in Tampa off of Dale Mabry. Big fan. Go there for a lot of football games. A lot of football games.
Everything happens in Dale Mabry.
Of course, I have my Browns backers bars that I attend, but Press Box in a pinch. Jump on the old Trek mountain bike, roll over to the Press Box. We're in.
And did Gladwell follow you on his mountain bike? Because I got to tell you, I love it when a monkey rides a bike. Gladwell ape. on a bicycle. Bring, bring, bring. Hello.
We're watching it. We're doing it. We're watching Nick Chubb. We're watching that piece of shit Deshaun Watson. Shout out the big...
Between Chad and his bicycle and Win by Two and his spaceship, boy, the Dabbleverse knows how to get around.
Baker Mayfield.
Me and my Lexus. I mean, Jesus Christ.
You got a raw deal, motherfucker. I always had your back. And I always, very consistent, go back to my Twitter feed, go watch to my Instagram. I was always very, very consistent with Baker Mayfield. I knew he got thrown to the wolves. I pictured myself as a Baker Mayfield, right? You guys all got pumped up when I came on the scene. Then you guys, I got hurt.
You picture yourself with Bud Light. Get it? Pictures of Bud. Okay.
Played injured, then you said trade him. He's a piece of shit. He's garbage. And then he bounced around, then he found the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and now he's the starting quarterback who earned his way on the team with a multi-year contract.
Somebody get this guy a sports show. Oh, wait, he had one, and he quit mid-season due to lack of downloads.
I am the Baker Mayfield of the shit.
Remember when he had a football show and he quit right before the playoffs? That's how you know it's a good football show. And then all these comics like took time out of their day to do it. Chad bugs all his friends to come to his football show. He's canceling before the playoffs. And you know he'll start it again this year? Apar, shout out to Tukey's new comp set, IG exclusive. Don't know what that means. $100 from Anonymous. Apparently, I have a proclivity to neglect choosing the Estonia bubble. I boldly thrust my pelvis in your general direction. This is getting gay. Cheers and Santa. What? Santa. Smooches cunts to my haters. Smooches with my tongue to my fans. All right. Well, it's getting very weird. And Croatia is finally losing again, so that's great.
All you fucking losers, I am the best show. I am the best personality. No one's better than me. No one.
It's widely known that I'm the best.
No one's cooler than me, and that's a fact, Jack. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
He just gets hammered.
Strike it, John. Strike it. I took your catchphrase. Speaking of, that's a fact, Jack. Get a phone call today. I'll just play the message because I don't give a fuck. Sue me, John. I don't care. I don't care.
They're all going to sue each other. They're all going to sue.
Now,
you hear that, Black Eyed Sue?
As you know, John, I said I was out of the John business, and I get this phone call. Wait, hold on. And he has a position where I can't call him back. I know that the mic's loud. Here we go.
He has a position where I can't call him back.
I'm starting John. Just headed to the gym. And I'm going to be performing out here anytime soon. Let me know. And I'll be up to you today.
Good year. So John calls me, asks if I'm performing, and I guess he's in Florida. I didn't know that, but... Here's the thing, John, listen, buddy, pal, listen, I'm not going to dox you. I tried to call you back, but I'm unable to. You have your phone set up where you can't call him back. That's a paranoid fuck. And yeah, if you really want to know where I'm performing, John, if you want to come to Naples on August 7th and 8th. That's 2 weeks from, it's only a week and a half almost.
All these guys have one gig every quarter. You know. Yeah, and then after that, September 23rd through 25th, I'll be, and then if you miss that, December 17th, I think, I'll be in Shreveport.
I'll be there with the great Jim Florentine, who will be on Greg Gutfeld.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Jim Florentine. He did it again the other day. He was talking about Godfrey and Swartzen. And he's like, if I'm not funny, how come the funniest people on earth, think I'm funny. Godfrey, Swartzen. It's like, I got, you know, again, what year does he think it is that Nick Swartzen's a household name? You know? And B, Godfrey. Again, no one knows who Godfrey. Stop. Stop. Knock it off. Knock it off. The funniest people on earth. Jim Florentine, Godfrey. He's so delusional. And again, he's trying to get more dates with those guys. He's trying really hard to open up for those guys. Okay.
Tonight, if you're a Greg Gutfeld listener, he'll be promoting our shows in Naples. So come on out to Off the Hook Comedy Club. Love Naples. Rich.
That's the place he had to call Godfrey on stage. You know? He had to call Godfrey on stage and be like, where are you? Are you? I'm out of material. Are you close?
White people. Love them. Conservative. They got money. So, yeah, I'll be there. But it was just weird, John calling me. It's just like, is this guy fucking bipolar? I thought he hated me. I don't know what to think. I don't know what.
All these guys come on and share with you like a phone call they got or like a drive-thru they went through. Doesn't make any sense.
For those who come to Tucson, summertime will be a love in there in the streets of Tucson. Gentle Jules with flowers in her hair all across the nation. Such a strange vibration. People in motion. There's a whole generation with a new explanation. People in motion. People in motion.
So it's Red Bar? It's something Red Bar? Red Bar's in Tucson? Oh, yeah, Red Bar lives in Arizona now, right? Red Bar, so Red Bar's in Tucson, but what about it? We know you like Red Bar. What do you want people to know? Anyone?
What the thing? That's why I don't partner up with anybody. That's why I'm never friends with any of these people. That's why I never try to suck ass, kiss ass, and get in with any of these fucks. Fuck them. Fuck her.
He has pictures with all these people, by the way. You know, he has pictures with Anthony, pictures with Gino. He was roommates with Gino. He used to sleep on Ray's couch. He literally teamed up with Gino to do a show in AC this year. All these people think he's a loser. And when they kick him to the curb, he does this. Yeah, well, I never wanted to hang out with Kumia anyway. You didn't? Why'd you go on there like 10 times? Yeah, well, I never tried to fucking work with these guys anyway. You didn't? Did you put a show together with him this year? Yeah, well, I don't care if I'm in with those guys or not. Just like Kevin. Remember when Kevin kicked you the curb both times and you were on the outs with him? Fuck Kevin. I don't need Kevin. You do. You do. Everything you do revolves around Kevin. Everything you do, you need Kevin. That's your the A show is MLC, and you need to be on it. Your B show is whatever garbage this is. Kumia's cunts or the Jim Florentine football hour, which you can't quite commit to. Everything else is a B show. The A show for you, the premier show for you, and the most exposure for you is 100%. MLC. And without that, I mean, again, you're an opener. You're a sidekick for Kevin. You're an opener for the funniest people in the world, you think? I mean, it's not even fucking, it's hilarious that you just keep naming people who aren't on the top 100 list of stand-ups. Godfrey. Are you all right?
Fuck you. Fuck him. Fuck you, Gino.
Yeah. Until we need to work together again. And fuck Steel Toe until I'm face-to-face with him on a show again. And I suck his dick and say, yeah, maybe I'll come do your show. Chad can't be tough. Chad can't be tough.
Fuck you, E-Rock.
Whoa, don't show that again.
I heard E-Rock was live yesterday with 4 viewers. Live. 4 viewers.
Chad, you get 100 to 200 every show. Every show is 100 to 200. Just stop.
live.
It doesn't even matter. Who cares? Just stop. Who cares?
Four live viewers, E-Rock. It's over. It's done.
Do you have talent?
Done. It never happened.
Do you have talent now? E-Rock doesn't have any viewers. Are you talented now?
Never happened. You sneaking your way and backdooring yourself as a producer on ONA was your highlight, your glory days. But E-Rock, nobody cares about you or your product or you as a personality.
Chad thinks everyone, I didn't realize it. You know, I remember this back in the day. Chad was like, he snuck into the MLC world and wormed his way in here in the back door. Oh, and now he's accusing, you know, oh, you snuck in the back door to Opie and Anthony and wormed your way in. And it's like, why, again, these guys project so much, and you think about it, and how many times has Chad been caught actually worming his way and rigging his way into stuff? Remember, like, he tried to get down and be a part of that compound, Comics at the Compound show in Orlando, and he had to be asked by the club to not come. Same thing happened at Mark Norman's bachelor party. He had to be called and asked not to come because he tries to worm his way into everything. You know, it didn't even cross my mind because, like, who would do that? Why would you want to be somewhere you're not wanted? Oh, it's important for him to think. All these guys want you to think whatever the opposite of what is. I'd never work with Gino. You did, and you will again. You literally just did. Why say it? That's the problem. Is like, why say it? He's so butthurt because he keeps getting turned on. Fine, I never wanted to be friends anyway. I mean, literally, it's what children say. I never wanted to work with these guys anyway. I never wanted to be his friend anyway. Okay, baby, you need a nap?
What the fuck, Patrick? Only Mama Backpage and President Pickle grift off of dead kids.
Wow.
Who does this Woods cunt think she is?
Uncle Patty, the floor Newports are making my cup holder hurt.
I too have floor Newports.
Hey, buddy.
King Louie, thank you very much for joining up. He says there's a cool new fun. There's some new trailers on the Cool Cat Funhouse. Yeah, maybe we'll do that next. D Mister says, "Hey, Chad." Hi, Chad. Another 100 from Anonymous and a vote for Estonia. Not sure who, if any, caught the Olympic anthem, but it was awesome. Regardless of cynicism, the Olympics are great. Yeah, I mean, some of it's great. And then there's badminton. It's no curling. It's where we should fight and yell and get loud, not in the streets, fields. Anyway, hail roasting all these plebes, also Estonia. And then I saw they were like putting a shard of the Eiffel Tower into every medal. Should we be chiseling off chunks of the Eiffel Tower to put into the metals?
Buddy, E-Rock, you suck.
I'm not a structural engineer, but it seems...
You fat fuck. Go away. Stop it. I know you love radio. You love it. You know all the frequencies and the DJs and all...
You know all the frequencies.
All the personalities. It's over, son. It's, doesn't it? This guy knows it's over.
It's over, son, doesn't it?
And this guy made lots of money in this fucking business, and he is gone. Bye-bye. And punt. Bye-bye, Maxwell, you fat fuck.
All Chad does, too, is, like, go back to his Rolodex of enemies he's ever had. And keep shitting on them. Like, this guy's a loser because he's in radio and had a successful career in radio. What a loser. Radio's over, you fucking idiot. But every time you ask Chad about his success, he always points back to his radio days. They used to give me a Toyota. I used to have a Toyota.
Bye.
Oh, yeah? If I wasn't good on the radio, how come I got a free Chevy Cruze? You piece of shit.
Goodbye to all of you fucks. My old radio show's on right now, live on YouTube. My old show, the Alan Cox Show in Cleveland, Ohio. I can't believe it's still on. I really can't believe it.
When I left, the ratings tanked.
They broadcast live on YouTube. Are they live right now? They're not. They took the day off. Lazy fucks.
Chad, you got weeks without doing shows.
Lazy, lazy fucks. No one's watching their show. No one. No one. Kumia's Cucks, a side project, a niche show, gets more views than my old radio show in Cleveland. My old radio show in Cleveland, a terrestrial radio show, where I'm assuming Ellen makes over $100,000 a year, considering what I was making at the time. I'm assuming Bill's making $40,000. Mary, I don't know. Who knows? A terrestrial radio show, WMMS in Cleveland, still on the air, because Cleveland doesn't change. It just does their own thing. I average more views, more downloads, more listens.
Downloads? How drunk is he? How sloshed does this guy get? And Gladwell, do you know how much we'd pay for these conversations at lunch? These boozy lunches, huh? Huh? Sucking down these wet woodies, you know what I mean, dads? Come on! Do you know how much we would pay for Chad's drunken lunch rants? I know you got my number, Gladwell. Pitch it to me. I don't like it when Gladwell turned on NLO, went back to Chad. I liked it when he was texting me intel. Let's get the relationship back, man. How do we get it back? How do we discreetly get it back? Reach out. I won't even say you reached out. We'll keep it shh. Another $100 from Anonymous, voting again for Estonia, dipping into the chat. So at Dela, I'm a Midwesterner, although your Nigerian theory made me smile. At Kina, mad smooches to your party cones. You, what's happening? My dear, get a high five. He likes your party cones. Kina, you get a high five. And he's really fucking up the chart, I bet. Ooh. Ooh. Fuck your 300 chair and see. That's not me saying that. That's not me saying that. I appreciate it. And Moody gets 30 of that, so he's probably out to lunch.
And I'm behind a fucking baywall. That's how good the Mud Sharks do.
Downlords and baywall. Say it again. Say downlords and baywall. You fucking alcoholic. If Chad had a pussy, he'd be just like his mom in the backseat of a car shooting out kids he can't care for.
Oof. Doesn't change. It just does their own thing.
The only difference between you and your mom, Chad, is you can't get laid. You're both drunks. If you could get laid, you'd have so many illegitimate children just like you were. Just mistake kids running around. Until you pop them in the head with a coffee cup and they act right.
I average more views, more downloads, more listens, and I'm behind a fucking baywall.
More downloads behind the baywall.
That's how good the Mud Sharks doing, bitches. Get on board, sign the fuck up, and be a part of it.
Please, we're trying to get to 100 Patreons, or as we call them here, Batreons, behind the paylord.
I'm on.
Chad used to be an orphan.
On right now. Be a part of it. Don't get left in the dust.
He is kind of a downs lord, isn't he?
The other cucks. Let's go. Kumia's Cucks. Get a bang for your buck. Let's go. I make fun of all these losers. Frank, Chrissy, all of you. All of you. And how bad does Steel Toe have to feel that he can't even be a part of the Cucks anymore? The Cucks exile him. Cuck on cuck crime. I love it. Rack me. This is how good I'm doing. I want to shout out to the $100 sponsors over on my Patreon. Sign up for as little as $3, people.
So Rocco uncovered this. A lot of these are fake. These people were on this list a year ago and haven't given him money since. And he keeps them on the list. I mean, that's insane.
We are well over 100. We hit the goal, motherfuckers. But let's keep going. Let's keep doing it. And we are doing it. I want to shout out to Ken Mosca, Vinny motherfucking Cash in Salt Lake City, And it is Friday, and hopefully Ski Mask is out of your fucking house. Jared Thompson, Stu John, TwinkleHoe99, Randy B., Jack, Craig T., Anthony Big Papa, Bob R., Crooklyn Comedy, One Furious F., The Legend, and Dead Motherfucking Fool, who is back on board. Shout out to all.
Chandler's back supporting everybody but me. I'm wrecked. If this is true, he's a dead man. And I heard he's going to be at DabbleCon too. And I don't give a fuck if he's given me $5,000, $10,000, something like that in the past. I don't give a fuck. It means nothing to me. What have you done for me lately, you piece of shit? I'm coming for you. So when I see you at DabbleCon, probably next to that fat fuck potato, it drives me crazy. I used to be able to pay my rent with this program. And then Chandler left? Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I know that this would come back to bite me in the ass, letting Chandler pay my phone bill, my medical bills, my rent, my car? And now you give Chad 100? It's on, bitch. I'll fuck you up. Keep giving to people I don't like. Ooh. Come on, man. Okay, sorry. People are like, sounds like the Steel Toe Onion show. Can you imagine?
The $100 sponsors for keeping the lights on at Comia's Cucks.
Okay, these people, so, I don't know. Rocco found out some of these people like haven't given him money in a year, and he keeps them on the list. Like, the list he read is way longer than that. Anthony, Craig T, Bob R.
Be a $100 sponsor, promote, push whatever product you have, whatever you want. You want a bump? You want the Z-Man bump?
We do. 108 likes. Yeah, I'm in for the Z-Man bump. 5 comments, 4 of which aren't hidden, 2 of which are Chad. He's commenting on every one of his comments. So, going good?
Not the Bob Levy 2 bumps. I'm talking about the Z-Man bump, where you get a little something for your buck. Let's go. Crooklyn Comedy subscribers are going up. Guy pushes out contact, New York comic. Subscribe to his YouTube channel, crooklyncomedy.com. Subscribing is free.
Can you imagine if we go look at that guy's stand-up? A stand-up that likes and supports Chad. An unknown New York stand-up. Living in New York City, who likes and supports Chad. I bet they're funny. Oh, yeah. Is Max Bringle in town? We should hang, man. We're both bit boys. We should scissor and get fucked up. Anonymous with another 50 for Estonia. Let's play a fun game, Patrick. Executive of NLO. Tell us, please report. What is Steel Toe's goal? Obviously, this is going to play into my next super tip. In hopes all the Onion community rejoices in laughter and glorious mocking. Hold on. Let's play a fun game, Patrick. Anybody? Why is everything so cryptic? Patrick, executive of NLO, tell us, please report, what is Steel Toe's goal? Obviously, this is going to play in my next super tip. Okay, well, the morning goal is usually $350. The afternoon goal is $250. That's $600 a day. So I don't know if you're morning $350, afternoon $250, daily $600, weekly it would be 5 times $350, which would be $1,750. And then you got the night shows, 3 of them if he doesn't take off because of weather, and not bad weather, good weather. And you know, that would be $750 on top of the other. So that's $2,500 a week. So on a 28-day average, that would be $10,000. But remember, that just is the donations that come in on the day. Any recurring memberships, Patreon, Cameo, Rumble Rants, or whatever. Everybody's saying I'm an idiot. I don't understand. What is, hold on. What is Steel Toe's goal? What don't I understand? Just tell him to donate $500. What's it? $500? What are you saying? Oh boy. Oh boy. The normal goal, like in the morning, is $350, right? What are you? I'm not sure what you're asking. But if you like want the daily goal, he needs every day is $600. But if you want the weekly goal or the monthly goal, every hole is a goal. Ibiza, New Jersey Ranger 201 votes for you. You don't gotta like Chad, but the premise of this show is fire. Count Kumi deserves all the hate. Yeah, but he never gets to anything. He never really gets to any of it, right? I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. All that you don't like the Kumi people, but you know, Max Bringle thinks Vegas sits on the surface of the sun. It's not even bad this week. What's it like? 112. You're a pussy. He's saying, how much do you want him to give you? Oh, $1,000. Don't you feel left out not giving $1,000? Don't you want to see the black with the little confetti around it?
Yes, Downlord. I am the Lord of the Downs. This is my domain. I am an alcoholic, but I also have Down syndrome. Yeah, the chicken, everything. I just made my own hot sauce in my pretty panties.
You can save a lot of money by saving your Mud Shark hot sauce bottles and fill them with water. You get a slightly spicy water you can put in your ramen. When that is done, you can pee-pee in them, you know. If your wiener's small like rice grain, Chad is a wasis, homo.
That guy, Alex Chu, who does the, like, you know, peeing in the bottles. You could, like, make money coaching Amazon employees about that stuff. You know, they get in trouble if they get caught. Ooh, I'm too high for this. Back to old Chad. Back to old Ring Light Chad. I love the production value. He's like, I'd be stupid not to go up with a ring light. By the way, to everybody who's new to Chad, and you may be, why wouldn't you be? This is his living room. You walk in his front door, and there's these posters of himself immediately to the right on the wall. Just a tell me you never get laid without telling me you never get laid. Tell me you don't have a girl and you've never had a girl over without telling me. It's so insane to have posters of you up from 15 years ago.
You got the Deadpool promoting one of his favorite podcasts, at JBX is God, that goes on nightly. So hit subscribe. Hit subscribe. Hit your wife. And then you got fucking the troll one furious F promoting Ray DeVito's $50 tier where he promotes products and YouTube video, anything. Whatever you're trying to promote, Ray will promote it for $50. Ray even admitted he stole from the Mud Shark. He stole the idea, and then he undercutted me.
You want to get laid, you put up a cool poster, like a Hackamania poster. People have sent me their pictures of their framed Hackamania posters. Fearless has a cool one, and she didn't even come. But she might now, if a guy sees that poster. Or a girl. Maybe she's gay. Oh, God, now it's really hot.
He undercut cut it to me. Yeah, go promote. Go sign up.
By the way, can we get 300 likes? You know, what is it going to take to get 300 likes on this program?
Ray's Patreon. He had 67 people tops watching his baseball cards. And good for you, Ray, for taking my advice. I've been saying it for over 2 years. Do a podcast on baseball.
Do a cartwheel.
Ball cards. Do a podcast on baseball cards. Stay in your lane. Get out of the Dabbleverse. It's healthier. Do a podcast on baseball cards.
Yeah, that's what Chad's been saying. Change your podcast. Do one that suits you better. Not kill yourself. Quit. You suck. Quit.
And he does it. Somebody bought him views yesterday. He had like 800. And then Ray's like, I have 800 people watching me. Ray, no one's watching you on purpose. You did live show today with some black guy. You're Godfrey. And let me tell you something. Nobody was watching. I tuned in, 68 people. Nobody gives a fuck, Ray. It's over. Go away, Ray. Go away.
Ray, go away. Get retarded another way. Another day? Another way? I feel like I need to address the fact that I'm not gay, says Fearless. But my poster rules. No, she sent me a photo of her. I hope I'm allowed to say that. She sends me a lot of photos of her poster. No. But, like, some other people framed it as well. And, like, got mad at it and stuff. Maybe we'll do smaller ones next year. We'll do, like, 11 by 17s. Because they're big posters. They're really big posters, but... Yeah, man. Some people did some cool stuff with them. I have one in a tube, I think. I might have put a few in that tube. I don't remember. The weekend is such a blur. Next time I'm going to have so much more time to really, really hang with people and enjoy it. I didn't get to really like see. I didn't go out to a food truck. Like I didn't get anything. Oh, I think Sean bought me a burger and fries from one, but Kool-Aid ate it. And then I think I had a coffee from one of the trucks, but Sean brought it into me. Very, very crazy. $500. Jesus Christ.
I've made a huge mistake.
Jesus, we get it.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
$50 of this straight to Moody's pocket, huh? Just on a fast lane, straight to Moody. You fucking idiot. $500 is a good harmony. I tried to find 600, but the next level was 1,000. Oh, fun fact, you can type in anything you want. There's a slider, but you can also just click in the field and type anything you want. You can make the values anything. You can, you know what I mean? Do people know that? You can type in 666. Super Tip's fun and versatile, so we're not mad about it. That being said, go. By the way, you've given over $1,000 today, I believe. I'm not sure. You're anonymous, so I can't really track your giving. But yeah. That being said, go to Estonia. It'd be awesome if we could listen to some Curly, but that's a weird request. What is Curly? Anyway, fuck Steel Toe, fuck Chad. We love Bauer. Toilet wings for the win.
The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat.
You gotta make sure these countries even have internet access, you know, if we go to them ever. Because. Woo. Woo. What'll this look like after 3 weeks? What will this look like after 3 weeks? If Anonymous has anything to say about it, we'll have to remove his option and start over. Like I said, well, you know, if we get a jerk like this who's skewing the whole thing. We'll have to go to two. Can't let one guy control my whole fate. Is this maybe that is Chandler doing it all. Bone and the Barbarian. Ooh, I'll get him. Bone and the Barbarian says Estonia. He prefers Albonia, but he'll take Estonia. Thank you, Bone and the Barbarian.
I'm just saying, you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea. Stay in your lane, Ray DeVito. And sign up to the Patreon and sign up to get yourself a YouTube membership so you can watch the Ray DeVito show.
Don't sign up to anything of mine. I'm fine. I got enough pay pigs over here. Anonymous pays all my bills. We don't even need you, Chandler. We don't even need you, you piece of shit. Beat it. I'm glad Chandler's okay, because for a while people were, because he said he had gastric bypass or something. Not gastric bypass. He had a gallbladder out. Sorry, GB, not GP. But he was very nice to my show, and he should either move on to other shows, or again, I told him, quit giving away money. Well, the stupidest people keep giving me money. By the way, Anonymous, another $50. I grinned ear to ear when you played Bubble Guts. Thank you, Hale. Well, have yourself a little bubble buck. I call that your take-home pay. Bauer hates me. I'm a mean actor. And I don't mean like... I don't mean like an actor who's really mean. You know? Like Charlton Heston.
Which was a fucking smash hit. Everyone likes it. We're number one iTunes. We're the number one sponsor of Planet Fitness. Ray DeVito, go watch it right now on Patreon. Brought to you by Planet Fitness.
The other day, Ray said he would go out with another trans person. What's the big deal? Like, I'll go out with a trans person. Doesn't make a big deal. And then, like, somebody asked him if he would go out with a dude. And he's like, nah, man. Why would I waste the time? It's like, Ray, did you hear it?
Thank you. Use the promo code MUDCHOW. Get a percentage off, even though it's $10 a month. I'm a proud member of Planet Fit.
His show is like Show a Clip of Ray. Promote his Patreon. Show a Clip of Ray. Tell everybody about his Patreon. It's almost worse than Steel Toe. No, you didn't. I won't. Not on my watch.
Fitness. Child works out. I love Planet Fitness. I'm there every day now. I'm on the treadmill. I got a trainer. I'm eating pizza. I love it. Planet Fitness is the greatest gym. I don't know why anyone. You have to go to Planet Fitness.
That has like all the best 2011 material.
I'm hooking up Felicia Gillespie with a membership right now because she did the Lord's work by getting Ray banned from Planet Fitness. One of the funniest trolls of the year.
By the way, she didn't. She didn't. The background on that, I forget it. If Thacker wants to call in. Like, Ray got himself banned by being annoyed. Anyway, it wasn't Felicia. Confirmed. But she thinks it is, and that's almost funnier.
I don't care what anyone says. Getting Ray banned.
I have text messages that prove it wasn't Felicia, but I'm too lazy, and so much comes across my desk. I never got to it.
From Planet Fitness was fucking hilarious. And I'm all against people going after people's work. Like Ski Mask got me banned from the Bahamas and the Comedy Zones.
Always told everybody he had a lifetime membership to not Nautilus, but sorry, what's the other one? Orthodox, Exodus, Ethos. What's it called? You know the one.
Not about that. I'm not about that. But if you're getting somebody banned from a gym, hilarious. hilarious because you just go to another gym. You just go to the next gym. It doesn't get – that's funny, Ray. That's how dumb you are, Ray. You're just a dumb, dumb guy.
We got more chat check-ins from Anonymous, who also forgot to vote for Estonia again. Another chat check-in, shit show, what if I have been? What is this about? You guys are having arguments that I'm not privy to, but you want to do it on my air? What did you say, shit show? What if I have been? It would be an extremely weird offer, especially when one ascends to a level of sorts. Also, at Kina or at Kino, I will pull a Patrick and say, I don't know who you are, love you, smooches. Okay, I don't know what any of that's about. Keep it to yourselves. Keep a clean fight.
But good for you with the baseball card. Equinox. Stay in that lane.
Equinox. Sorry, I knew it was named after horses.
You 51-year-old twat.
Whoa. Why bring Flat Cat into this?
And yes, I'm 49, and I'm holding on to it for the next, 5 months till December 27th? You can keep pushing it ahead, but I'm like, I'm staying 49, baby.
I'm staying.
I look good. I don't care what anybody says. I'm the only one that gets laid in the fucking Dabbleverse.
Do you sign a poster for her before she leaves? You fuck it.
I know, unless you have a wife, but all these fucking losers like Melton, no one's getting laid except for me. Say what you want, you losers. I've seen what you look like. I know who you got. You Dr. Chow, not Dr. Chow, you're fucking Crumb Bomb. You're fucking, you're Brad Thackers. You guys are fucking losers. Losers.
This is how you find out you don't get laid?
I met you. You're a fucking loser. And that's a fact, Jack. Strike the channel, John. Strike me, bitch. Yeah, hypocrisy police.
I'll never forget the first time I met Chad. I keyed into the house we were both staying at in Tulsa, and he was doubled over the kitchen table, face down in a blooming onion and some kookaburra wings. Oh, I didn't know anybody was coming today. Oh.
I've been ignoring the chat on purpose because I'm...
It's like, sorry, I'm not used to having anything but a pedestal sink to eat my wings out of. This is the lap of luxury.
I'm on a roll. Hit the like button. Smash it. Take care of the ladies that watch this, because there's not a lot of them. And a couple of them are very attractive.
Jesus.
Let's take care of the ladies of the shitverse. Take care of...
I've ran most of them off with my creepy ways. The rest of them, let's make sure I don't do that again. I need you guys to really keep an eye on me.
Of them, treat them with kindness. I'm talking Doodle. I'm talking KB. I'm talking Stella. I'm talking Dirty Dalish. Take care of the ladies of the shitverse.
Dirty Dalish is a lady? I don't think so. I bet Ian Hawk has some photos that would prove otherwise. Most ladies don't use their assholes as flower vases for kitchen utensils.
Because there's a lot of fucking losers in here.
Do you have a whisk and a pizza cutter? Where do you keep it? Well, funny story.
And a lot of people on Discord, you guys are fucking garbage human beings, you anonymous twats. You fucking losers.
Good news. Anonymous has to piss for another $50. He's letting us know he has to piss. And that's really changing the chart. I don't like you diminishing Sharon C's contribution like that. Judging by that look, you've put over $1,000 into the Estonia category. And we know several of your super tips you forgot to... What if everybody had to pay $50 to piss during this show? Myself included.
Come roll up on me at one of my shows. I'm not hidden. I'm there. My name's Chad Zumach, the Mud Shark.
I come out of my house and I go to shows unlike Melton.
I got the flyers. You know where I'm going to be. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, I'll be at Side Splitters. My buddy Dave Landau's performing. Come talk that shit.
My buddy, Lave Dandow. God, it's so cool that you know Dave Landau.
There was a time before the age of the pilots of the Stone Temple, and when men were men and group projects were done by groups. McKay?
Why are you not going to let me live this down, Mike Boudet? Why are you not going to let me live this down? You're not today's executive producer. That is Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. That's not you, Mike Boudet. It's not you. Even though you are on this list of winners. Complete and total winners. Why is Tiff always at the top, you might say? It's because she, like, Venmos me money the first hour of the month. Here's my weekly, monthly dues, Captain. And she always says Captain and puts a little sailboat in the emoji.
Bring it, bitch. Say what you want, okay? I'll be wearing the Caitlin Clark shirt tomorrow. I'm doing it. I'm having it.
Mm.
Be a part of it. Chad hates Flat Cat. No, I don't, Flat Cat.
I do. She's the worst.
I don't hate you at all. I made you a moderator, cunt.
Yeah, and you guys have strict, stringent rules for who you make a moderator. You and Steel Toe, you either have to smile at Chad or give $20 to Steel
Toe. But trying to get attention drawn to you. I do look down upon you because you gave Ray DeVito magnets and a love letter. You fucking dumb bitch. Leave him alone. Quit enabling him. Black Cat, the legend, beloved Chatter, quit enabling fucking Ray DeVito. Let him die on his own. Let him go pick up a pen and write his jokes and go away. The only reason he's a part of this is because I got him on Kevin Brennan's show. Go look at the receipts. I got to constantly remind everyone what actually happens. Because guys like Melton and everyone else, they rewrite history. I got to tell you how it happened and why it happened all the fucking time. And today we're going to point out some more receipts. I just got to constantly remind you as I curate the shit verse of who is lying and who is not.
Chad's just been in a lab with a pen and a pad, trying to figure it all out. He's curating it all, analyzing it. He's got a team with a mouse pad.
Who is lying and who is not? Let's go to it right now.
He's always working. I know it looks like he drinks morning, noon, and night. But he works hard and he plays hard. You guys don't get it. You guys do not understand.
Let's go to the phones. Here's Steel Toe talking about me this morning on his podcast. Let's watch and we're going to comment.
Catch up with you guys. Then we'll go Rumble Friday. We'll play your clips. All those links are in the chat.
Regular Dirty rules
Deed says April abandoned three kids and a dog. Justice for Gordy. You know, it's really weird. I'm getting a lot of either other podcasts like Chad Zumach and other
Whoa!
People. By the way, I watched Chad's show yesterday. He's gotten good. He's actually doing a funny show.
He's really good. Now, again, what do you think the motivation for Aaron is to do this? They are desperate. People just need allies, no matter how weak or strong they are. Right? Like, it's why KB has Felicia and Liam. Gotta have somebody. This is who will do it. It's why Chad works with Tony Mazur. Remember when Chad asked me to do a podcast with him and I had to, like, maybe, man. Let's keep that in our back pocket. Anyway, it was back when he got kicked off MLC for the second time. Yeah, man, I got a lot of ideas. I got an afternoon show. Me and Opie are cooking something up. Maybe me and John. I got an idea for a morning show. I got an idea for an afternoon show. A lot of ideas. A lot of stuff swirling around in the old toilet tank of a dome.
I've gotten good. Hey, dipshit. Dumbass.
I done been good. Hello. Chevy Cruz. Tree. Condo on the lake. Hello. I was a Cleveland baller. Hello. 30K a year plus dental. Hello. You don't make that kind of cheddar unless you know how to do radio in one of the top 70 markets in the country.
I've always been good. Nothing has changed. That's the thing with like Tukey and everybody else. They're like, oh, he's funnier, redemption arc, all this.
Play a clip. Can I get a clip of Tukey going, wow, this Chad's really turned things around? Because I'll delete Rocco out of my phone right fucking now if somebody has a clip of that. Or is he like Steel Toe where he's telling us a thing that didn't happen? Yeah, I'm sick of Rocco and Melton being like, oh, he's funny now. He's really turning it around. Sick of Carl playing clips of me going like, wow, good point, Chad. I'll subscribe. It's like, yeah, you guys are all on board now, but where were you yesterday when I was hammered and slurring my speech? Oh, wait, that's today.
I haven't done anything different.
We know. That's why nobody's saying that thing you just made up. Get me the clip of Rocco going, I hate to admit it, but Chad's just talent squared.
I'm doing the exact same thing that I've done from the get-go.
We know. Stealing ideas and executing them poorly. The Chad Zumach method.
Nothing's changed. Nothing.
That's TZM, not TMZ. The Zumach method.
You guys have just come around. You've seen the light.
Yeah. Is it what happened?
You've seen the cucks. You've seen how much of they're just shit. You've seen that they're garbage people, and you're looking for community. You're looking for backup. You're looking for somebody to. No, I'm the same. I have not changed. I never wanted to be a part of this. You guys are just coming around. See,
no one's coming around, Chad. Check the numbers again.
Where you are going for tomorrow, where you are going with that mask I found, and pretty I good. Feel, pretty and good. I feel, when the dogs begin to smell her, will she stand alone? When the dogs do find her, got time to wait for tomorrow to find it, Tuscon.
When I feel the sun is out, the weather. Tuscon. I'm changing all my passwords to Tuscon.
Tuscon. The fact that you're saying, even though I'm shitting on you, that I've changed, I've gotten good, and I've gotten funny, I've always been funny. I will got to remind everybody, to this day, October of 2024, I'll be approaching 21 years of stand-up comedy. Not sketch, not improv, which I did, or public access TV. 21 years of
not clowning, not juggling, not one-man shows, not Cirque du Soleil, not busking, not street performing, not mandolin, not a backup singer, straight stand-up. Well, gay stand-up. So,
just stand-up. That's pretty fucking good, dude. I don't care what...
Is it? You got a couch this year for the first time only because someone pointed out you didn't have a couch. Your outlets don't have, like the receptacles don't have plates on them. You buy pre-prepared fish from the grocery store and cook it in your oven every day and eat it by yourself. Again, on the couch that you just realized you needed. At age 49. Don't act normal. Don't act better than anyone. Just take your lumps. I mean, again, there's some stuff you can't even... You didn't have a couch in your living room until we made fun of you not having a couch. And then you went out and bought it the day you got paid from YouTube, which shows, again, how you're living... Paycheck to paycheck. Shut up. 2024, year of the couch. I mean, do you need another? Do you need a matching ottoman? Because this guy will buy you one. Here's another $200.
I rarely do voice chats. However, I wish to get weird. Therefore, pause for mindfulness.
I don't know what you waiting for, but I ain't fitting to go out like that. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, you messing with the INF gang, original word censored.
I'm a cuck poser for a larger joke. Speech is censored here, and I'm tired of trying to find what triggered it.
Toilet wings for the win.
That was a $200 voice chat. I can turn on the value so you can see.
I rarely do voice chats. However,
you can turn it
I
off.
Wish to get weird.
Ooh, it happens.
Therefore,
real time.
Pause for mindfulness.
Look at that. That's cool.
I don't know what you waiting for, but I ain't fitting to go out
hide
like
the
that.
Name?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, you messing with the INF gang.
Don't
original
animate.
Word censored.
Turn off the head animation. I can hide it.
For a larger joke. Speech is censored here, and I'm tired of trying Ooh. To find what triggered it.
Toilet wings for Look at all the options. Look at all the cool options. Moody's building things no one could ever begin to ask for.
Any no. of you say, guys like Melton, they quit. They huh. gave up. Nobody was giving him gigs. He faded away into obscurity.
Fuck.
All these people fell to the wayside. Even Tukey. Tukey gave up. I've heard a clip of his stand-up. He was terrible.
I canceled gig this year. Again, Chad's reality is like, Melton gave up. Nobody's giving him gigs. No one gives you gigs. I canceled gigs. I don't. Chad, I had a gig this year headlining at a club you featured at, and they wanted to pay me $400. That's what they lowered. That's what they like pay now for two nights. No thanks. No thanks. Anonymous could give me $400 in the next 10 minutes. You think I'm folding shirts and getting on a plane to go tell everybody my new trans joke? I'm not. I'm not. You don't deserve to hear it. Not one of you.
He was terrible. He's gone. You're terrible. You quit. I stayed the same. I've been consistent and persistent throughout.
Stayed the stain? Is that what he said? Did he say stayed the stain?
You quit. I stayed the same. I've been consistent and persistent throughout 21 years. Nothing's changed. You got.
Yeah, including your bank account. That's why you've stolen everything from sandwiches to credit cards. You're right. You've stayed the same. Imagine stealing 20 credit cards and still not having a couch. He didn't go out and buy furniture. He headed out and bought a blender and Tito's. That's wild. He bought Twitter followers with a stolen credit card. This is how dumb he is as a criminal. It's like, hey, you don't have a couch. Shouldn't you get a couch? He's like, what if we got a blender? What if we got... Dude, what if I had like 50,000 Twitter followers? Then people would probably like mail me couches, you know?
Go on and send me down to Tucson and I'll get the job done and call up the one whose love is free. She may be easy and I love my lady, but the lady don't satisfy the love inside of me. I know the lady's not to blame because they raised her prim and proper while another takes her pleasures where she can. The one in Tucson, she don't hide it, and when she gets excited, she makes you feel you're every inch a man.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Matt.
I really just do your show to get a break from my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I, too, get very angry at the ladies.
Grinch
and I'm
girl.
Not sure what to do about it.
Grinch girl.
I just find the right toolbox for when the time comes.
Oh, my God.
Clarice?
We
have the lamp stopped screaming?
We have a group where we've all been just laughing and laughing about Slam Piece. You know, we all know who she is now, and we're all laughing about her, and... Even Moody is making puns, and we've all, you know, said her. We all agree she's the best looking future X Mrs. Imholt. So we've all like set her to our wallpaper and stuff. And she's great. She's beautiful. You don't need to see her. You don't need to worry about it. Don't worry about it. She's hot. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. You don't need to see her or worry about any of that. But she's all of our wallpapers now. And she's in the spank banks. And, you know, it would be rude to show you. It would be gauche to show you. And it's not that kind of show. It would just, we don't want to show off. It's not about that. It's really about the woman who celebrates this man. Oh, God. Thank you very much for the 50. Kina, more chat arguing, I guess. At Kina, here is a bundle of votes for us both. I happen to like all of your lovely party emojis. What you up to this afternoon? Look how much this guy has spent on Estonia. It's got to be like $1,200 versus Sharon C's $300 measuring stick there for Croatia. Have you ever felt smaller as a woman, Sharon C? Fucking hell. It's really embarrassing. Sorry about that.
Guys go through ebbs and flows, and I want to be part of this. I want to be part of that. I want to impress Kumi. I want to impress Carl. And guess what? You keep coming back around because I am authentic, original, and
drunk.
Hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Shut up, all of you. Let Chad work.
Rack me.
Squashed.
All right, let's get back to it.
Get back to what?
Of course it'll be good. It's Chad, you cow.
It's an entertaining show. But I was watching Chad yesterday, and he's like, April's the problem. And he's like, Aaron's just this guy. You know, like after the charges in him.
I was watching Chad. He said, April's the problem. Aaron's just this guy. And I was like, yeah, Chad gets it.
People are like, oh, Aaron, you know.
I never said that. I never said April's the problem and Aaron's just this. I never said that. That's a lie.
I don't like Aaron, but, you know, he seems to be on it lately. Not on it lately.
I never, ever said I don't like. I did say I don't like Aaron, but I never said he seems to be on it lately. I said I have to agree with him on some things. With the Clippers, I got his back. And I agree that April is not some fucking victim. So let's get it. I got to just keep reminding people.
Let's get it untwisted.
Because they'll rewrite it. And watch what Aaron says next. Where did he get this from?
Lately, motherfucker, I've always been on it. Just because you just got around to it. Now I'm starting to feel that frustration people always feel with me when I'm the last one to a conclusion that they all came to a long time ago. Like, it's hard for me not to gloat a little because, like, people said some nasty, terrible, untrue shit about me. And now they're finding out, oh, this person might just be desperate for attention and, like, a complete propaganda spin master. And Aaron...
That's April. It's actually why she lost her factory job. They caught her in the spray paint booth plotting to take over the whole company. And they were like, if in 4 years since college, she's made her way all the way to the paint booth, how long are we just going to let her unfettered rise to the top continued?
Might have been telling the truth. No, there's nothing that's come out that's shown Aaron hasn't been doing anything but telling the truth.
Where did you get...
There's nothing that come out that shows Aaron's been doing anything but telling the truth. There's nothing that's come out that proves Aaron's been doing anything but telling the truth.
Get that take from, dude. I've been saying that the whole time.
Shut the fuck up, Chad.
I said it yesterday. I said when you were watching. I said it for months and weeks and years. I've just stayed.
Months and weeks and years, he said.
The same. I stayed the same. You're just coming around. You just stole my take like I stole your fucking
ice cream,
bitch. You stole my take like I stole the fucking hype train. Let's go. We'll do a hype train later.
Great. I was worried.
What unoriginal douchebags these people are. You just literally stole my take like Carl stole Silk City, like Carl stole AI voices, like Carl stole Jocktober, like Carl stole the isotopes from the nerds in Jersey. They're all like fucking Melton, literally zooming in on people, doing all the stuff Red Bar.
Shut up, Chad.
Or did to him. They're unoriginal. They got nothing. You see Melton doing his podcast yesterday? Hi. Oh, my.
Shut up, Chad.
My God. Dude, you got nothing, dude. You came in. You stole from me and fucking Brennan. You stole our audience. You stole ideas.
Okay.
You stole our takes. I don't care. If you're a Melton fan, you're a fucking douchebag. You can listen to him, but he just fucking takes, and takes.
I mean, I do. I listen to him every day. I was watching the other day. He was high. I don't really watch him, but I was watching just this one time once.
Out in the west, Arizona town of Tucson, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rosa's Cantina. Music would play and...
What is that? Out in the west, Arizona town of old Tucson, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Jules would whirl.
Blacker than night were the eyes of Jules, wicked and evil, while casting her spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell.
One night a wild young red bar came in, wild as the West Texas wind, dashing and daring. A drink he was sharing with Wicked Jules, the girl Jules, that I love.
That Jules is embarrassing. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to, you know. It's embarrassing. And if you know, you know.
You know, the internet is really mean, so I can't put my schlampeesh on the show. But I have to tell you, I'm dying to be remarkably transparent about them.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, we both have her as our wallpaper now. Me and Aaron. And I wasn't really into the last one, but this one. This one? I believe that was before I met Slam Piece.
I am a lineman for the county.
Yeah.
And I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows that stretch down south, won't ever that, stand the strain.
That might be my favorite.
And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
I too want you more than need you. And I too am still on the line.
I once had a lineman on my stretch down south. He, too, couldn't take the strain.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I forgot about Mama June. The whole mama era was great. Mama! Another 200. I mean, when does it stop with this guy? Look at this. Look at him burying it. I mean, what's going on? Did you come into some money? What do you do for a living? You're like changing my life here. I might move. $200. So anyway, not that I owe anyone an explanation. Anyone who injects themselves into communities should feel obliged to give some explanation. I have a connection to a woman who turned me on to Curly, who thus is connected to Estonia. Granted, I can get kind of weird, but there you go. Woo-wee. That's a lot of scratch today.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Play that again with echo. I once had a lineman on my stretch down south. He too couldn't take the strain.
Thanks. I'm the originator. I'm the original. I'm doing my own thing. No one's going against Carl. You notice how Carl from Rochester won't even mention my name anymore? You notice how Anthony Cumia won't even mention my name anymore? You notice how Missy B won't mention my name, even though I at tweet them. I don't quote tweet them. I at tweet them. Like,
I annoy them relentlessly, and they just leave me alone. Fucking idiots. Okay, you're not a... Chad, we haven't watched one of your videos in months. You know, enjoy.
Bitch, this is what's happening. Yes, Anthony Cumia. Yes, you were trying to fuck Kate Meaney. I saw the DMs.
Why wouldn't you? That's what she's for. I mean, what, if you use a fly swatter to kill a fly, if you use a car to get to the store, if you use Kate Meaney to put your penis in and rub it around until you make white. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like it's become one of those ubiquitous words like Google or Kleenex. You know, like, where do you keep your Kate Meaney? I need to dump a batch. Oh, she's in the other room.
I saw what were you trying to do before.
Behind your curtain, and we saw it at your...
For your surgery. You were trying to fuck Kate Meaney. You were asking her out to karaoke, to hang out. And Missy B...
Like you did. Like you got mad when she didn't want to bang you. Remember? Did you forget that when you were in New York? Did you forget about that?
You're not a talent. You're not. No matter how many times Carl puts you on the show, you're nothing. You suck, dog. Yeah, before this happened, you were trying to fuck Kate Meaney. It happened. So go shit on Stuttering John all you want. I am the truth teller here, motherfuckers. I'm the guy who will unveil everything. What do you got? Bring it on. What do you got that you haven't said already? You said it all. You've said it all. So bring it on, bitches. Your ebbs, your flows. Come on. Let's do this. Let's dance.
Ebbs and flows. It's my favorite kind of vodka.
My name's Chad Anthony Zumach. And I tell you where I'm going to be at all times. You know my address. You know my phone number. So let's go, you anonymous twats. Let's dance.
If you showed up at his house right now, he'd hide under his desk. Fact.
So, in anger, I challenged Mike's right for the love of this maiden down, went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
Just for a moment, I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul, evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind. As I stood there, I had but one chance, and that was to run.
Out through the back door of Red Bar Cantina, I ran out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one. It looked like it could run up on its back, and away I did ride.
What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm losing it. Ricky Bebb, please don't go to Croatia. I almost married a Croatian girl. And if she was any indication of its people, I don't want the sauce anywhere near there. Well, I won't be picking up women. But I dated a Croatian chick. Well, dated. You know, wink, wink. Push.
Because I'm ready, and I'm hot, and I'm bringing it. And I always bring it, motherfuckers. And I'm taking down you. I'm taking out everyone, one by one. Line up, bitches. You're going down.
Imagine him searching for pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Rambo. And uploading him, he's like, this will be really funny in the middle of my show. Rambo.
Ain't playing games.
Remember? Remember Rambo?
Ain't playing games. Oh, I'm hot, Maury. Buckle the fuck up. Let's go over to the super chats. NJ Ranger in the house. Woo! NJ Ranger, he thinks just because Bowie is famous for being Howard's producer and O&A is comparable to his to the H money, Howard money, I'm assuming. Therefore, Howard he should be too. Money. You're not a broadcaster, Nagel. You're not. E-Rock, you suck, dude. I know you don't bring my name up either, but you stink. This is a message to E-Rock. E-Rock, you're a fucking weasel. You turned on me. He tried to throw me under the bus.
It's like his journal. It's like his diary. And another thing you did that hurt me. And while I have you, E-Rock, just so you know, I never fucking did anything to you. I was nice. I tried to beep, 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 beep. It's like, it's all just butthurt men. Like, I don't. People who don't like me will never get me going every fucking show. I'm sitting here going, and I never, and E-Rock, and you're a loser, and I just, you know, you need to know that I never, and when you turned on, and that really hurt, and ever since that day, you, it's like, fuck, you gonna be all right?
For content to suck up the
cool. Another one of these men who collect stickers, probably. You into stickers? You like stickers? I'm kidding. Grab your stickers today. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. By the way, the amount of shit that's been selling on the store is crazy. You guys want all this winter shit now? Anyway, it's there. Rot Pockets, the Warhol Nanner Push thing is selling again. I don't know. So, like, new stuff is coming, but, like, people like this shit. Grab it. It's your last chance. The Warhol Nanner Push thing will never be back. That was a moment in time. Carter's Kids, fantastic. Follow her. She has a store. She just did another amazing piece the other day. She puts them up on her Twitter. Commission something. Grab something from her. You're going to like the way you look. You're going to pick it up.
You're going to like the way you look.
It's really, really good stuff. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. While you're over there, grab yourself an Overdose membership. Remember, not only do you get access to all of our shows back to 2005 with the Overdose, new stuff, you get audio version, RSS feeds for your podcast player for both the bonus stuff on the Overdose as well as the regular programming. Best way to support the show, we get most of the cut. Different than the Overdose Light, I know, but, you know, a lot of people do both. Thank you for the support either way. Appreciate it. And if you're an Overdose member, you automatically will save 15% on all your merch at the store. They're linked together and you'll be doing yourself a favor to get both and just give me the money. Give me the money. Give me the money. Give me the money. Like Anonymous. Here's another 50. This fucking guy. Fucking shit. Just keep in mind, I have a wide mind and rarely fall into those, who you ridicule. Although I'm not immune anyway. I'm out for a while. I'll be back. Hail our streams, hail your comedy. They make people laugh. Hail. Yeah, please get out of here because we got to go soon anyway. And I'd feel bad if I had to leave and you were just keep swishing out money. So get your last one in, you know, make it a good one. Can you imagine? Anyway, thank you so much for listening today. I'm going to get out of here. No, just kidding, just kidding. We will watch more. But we are on the way out in about 3 hours, I think is about. What I'll be doing like I did yesterday. And then I'll be back Monday. No members show tonight. I cannot express why, but there's been a fire in the boathouse. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I've said too much.
Omia, you turned on this fucking twat, Steeltoe, who you're trying to make into something.
Imagine him uploading all these. For people who don't know how it works, like this isn't on his computer. He has to upload these to a service. And, like, organize them into folders. So he's got, like, steeltoenipplepick.jpg. And every time he wants to show something, he has to hunt through all this garbage he uploads, like Rambo. You know, like, it's insane.
And guess what? You're a clown, dog.
If you say, guess what? Like, there's no excuse for that. Unless...
You can call me the
Nanerpuss, Nanerpuss. And guess what?
I love Nanerpuss.
We see through you, E-Rock. There's a reason why you have four viewers live on It's Eric Nagel's podcast.
We all see through you.
You're a clown.
For a guy with the foggiest, fingerprinted up, blurriest vision, he sure is really obsessed with seeing through people.
You got nothing anymore. Opie hates you. Anthony threw you under the bus. You got nothing, dude. Go away, E-Rock.
Imagine walking around telling people they got nothing. It's like, okay. You got nothing. All right? Heh. Just saying.
Go away. We're not going to miss you.
Oh, this is what he wants. Go away. Go away. Go away. Chad wants everyone out of the world unless you do things his way. Go away. Go away. Everyone go away. Go away, dude. Why are you here on the beach? You're fatter than me and you can't swim as good. Go away. Why are you at TCBY? That's not the flavor I like. I get chocolate with Butterfinger crumbles. Go away. Hey, man, what are you doing here at the gym? I'm on the treadmill. Why are you on the exercise bike? Go away. Dude, my podcast is I just basically feed myself giant chunks of shit, and you make people laugh and get money for it. Go away. Go away. I won't be happy until everything I don't like goes away. Everyone go away. Please. Please go away. I don't like it, and I can't stand it, and I can't not watch it, so go away. I need it to go away.
What?
Fucking bitch.
You fucking twat. You user, you bitch. Lance, who's been a member for 12...
Why don't you just go away? Why won't you go away? They act like we all come to his living room and force-feed USB sticks with our shows down his crawl.
Months, or 11 months. Be a member for 12, Lance. Can you do that for me?
Dude, I'm here at Best Buy trying to buy myself a new USB printer cable. They're selling mobile phones over here. Why can't they just all these other aisles go away and just have printer cables? Why won't everything I don't need or like or think about right now go away? Go away.
Do you know the way to Tuscon EH? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to Tuscon EH? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in Tuscon. Yay? Verse 1. Chicago is a great big freeway. Put 100 down and buy a studio. In a week, maybe.
Chicago is a great big freeway. Put 100 down and buy a studio. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years. How quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas in Las Vegas.
You can really breathe in Tuscon. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in Chicago. Way. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in Tuscon Eek.
Stop capitalizing Tucson, and then I think they'll say Tucson. I think she's saying Tuscon because you're capitalizing it. Or maybe just, maybe type T-U-S-C space O-N, like spell it out, Tucson. Or T-U-S-S-O-N. I don't know. The AI's a weird bitch. You can't say Tucson. Another 50 from Anonymous. This is to particularly Slamtoe. I got into this weird verse from his morning show. All joking aside, a routine, reliable show at a certain time is good. That being said, the purveyor of such show is shit, and it got ruined. All hail Onion. Take that, Slam Piece. Take that. You don't know.
Ray was live earlier and said he used to smoke PCP when he'd do the Acme Comedy Club in Minnesota. Is that true? I don't know.
It's Lance. So, no? You know? Bless his fucking heart. Am I right, Skeddy Tooth? What's her name? Skeddy Tooth
Bless
Jane?
Bless his heart.
Skeddy Tooth Jane?
Did Ray do the Acme Comedy Club? Acme Comedy Club's a pretty good comedy club to get into. I can't see that little Asian gay guy passing him. I don't see that. He may have done a guest spot here and there. Look into that show. We'll talk about it on the next Ray DeVito show. And you're going to want to watch that.
We say chow? Uh-oh. Is Lance Chow? Did Chad just blow up Lance's spot? Because he's drunk?
Did Ray do the Acme Comedy Club? Acme Comedy Club's a pretty good comedy club to get into. I can't see that little Asian gay guy passing him. I don't see that. He may have done a guest spot here and there. Look into that show. We'll talk about it on the next Ray DeVito show.
Oh, is Chow Lance? Wow.
And you're going to want to watch that. Go sign up to Patreon. Go sign up.
Seems weird. Anonymous, $20. He's out of money. I would court Sketty Tooth if she sees this. I think she's taken by Chip Galloway. It's well known now. So you got to find a new lady to creep out in our chat. May I suggest G-Rob? Can I show you something in a G-Rob? Rob. Rob. Or Michaela. Have you seen those fucking bouncing Bettys? Jesus Christ.
To YouTube subscriptions, gift a membership and watch the Ray.
Duh! No, he's just asking Chad to look into it. Okay. I was asking. I didn't say he was. I'm asking.
Vito show. You're not going to want to miss it.
Did you never hear about Chow now? You hear about Lance. Lance is all over the place. Lance is killing it. But Chow. Someone makes these for him and he uploads them. Whoa, they got their own graph. That's pretty cool. Chad's like, I don't beg for money in his Venmos and his like byline.
Sorry, KB. Beloved Chatter, Ray's moderator. What was he? Dabbler Chatter of the Year. Aaron is now a Zuma cock. You own the toe. I'm in.
Big if true.
Stella B, one of the lovely ladies of the shitverse. Take care of her. Treat her with kindness. Open the door for her. If there's a puddle when she's
shine her butt
crossing the street, put down a fucking jacket.
Never forget, I got arrested for stealing a ninja blender from Kohl's. Yummy cummy in my tummy.
While he didn't have a couch. Blender or somewhere to sit. And if I drink enough margaritas, I'm gonna need somewhere to fall down and lay, am I right? Fuck your couch. I'll take the blender. Shut up, Pat. Oh, because I said you were running out of money. You piece of shit.
Let's take care of, like, KBs, the Stellas.
I mean, you've given well over you've probably given $2,000 today. You've probably given $2,000 today. I'll check with Moody for the totals. because he doesn't allow me to see the money. Mooney pays me a flat $50 a show, and then like the other 80% goes to Rick and Mooney. They split it up.
Let's take care of the doodles, the ladies, the anesthesias. Like, we got to take care of these ladies because there's so many fucking dudes. It's gross.
The creepiest guys always want to take care of ladies. I don't. I want to hold your face down on a pillow and get done what needs to be done. And then you get back to your book or whatever, okay? Nobody wants to take care of you.
Fucking sausage fetch of fucking dorks. So if there's like a lady, go out of your way. If you see her at these conventions, these dabble cons, these fucking...
Go right up to them, put your arms around them, squeeze them, touch them, let them know you're there for them. White knight and simp as hard as you can. Really, really get in there and let them know. What a weird creep. What a weird creep.
Sausage fetch of fucking dorks. So if there's like a lady, go out of your way. If you see her at these conventions, these dabble cons, these fucking hackamanias, buy them a drink. Do something, you fucking losers.
Of course it'll be good. It's Chad, you cow.
Because you're gross. Celebi.
You lay back, let Chad crawl on top of you, and then...
Shut up, all of you. Let Chad work.
Let him work.
Thank you for the $10. The Mud Shark, no apology tour 2024. Chad's bricked up. Rack me! Yeah, baby! Great super chat. I'm going to jerk off to it later. Thank you very much. Dan G, $10. Wow, that's a... Thank you, Dan G. That's a cute dog. Chad, great shows this week.
Oh, no. Anonymous $50 again says, I happen to adore both you and Moody. You can all play off shit, but creating and moderating communities and the tech that goes along with it take shit. That being said, fuck off, ass hats, Boone. Okay, but you like both of us. Which one, like, fuck, marry, kill? Fuck, marry, kill, me, Chad, Moody. I'm waiting.
Some boys kiss me, some boys hug me. I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper credit, I just walk away. They can beg and they can plead, but they can't see the light. That's right, because the boy with the cold, hard cash is always Mr. David.
Because we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl. You know that we are living in a red bar world,
wow.
And I am a red bar girl.
Some boys romance, some boys slow dance. That's all right with me. If they can't raise my interest, then I have to let them be. Some boys try and some boys lie. But I don't let them play. No way. Only boys that save their pennies.
Here we go.
Make my red bar Tucson Day.
You got it. You got it. We did it. We made the robot say Tucson. We're out of here. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Here's for the goal. Let's hit the goal. I thought it was squashed.
Squashed.
Let's hit the goal. It's a rush.
Okay, Patrick, Moody, Chad, fuck, marry, kill. Everybody can play. We want to see your votes in the chat room.
What a rush.
Thank you, Dan G.
Clearly, Chad's Mary, right?
Kevin, soundboard, first rate, then Melton for MLC. No more. That sounds pretty deep. It sounds awesome. I'm in. Sign me up. Whatever you're doing, I'm buying. I'm drinking. Jeff Closer is your moderator.
This was at noon? He was this fucked up at noon?
Look at the wrench if you don't believe me. He's here. He's consistent. And I like him. Chad, favorite new edition song. Exactly. You don't have
You don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches, too.
Sometimes that's not right to do.
Zanzibar. Okay.
Because it's a Ray. It's gay, Ray.
I don't have date. Yeah, Ray, I don't have New Edition songs. I don't care about.
Hold on, I almost died.
Tenacious D's really in the news lately. I don't know if you can sing that stuff. You don't always have to do the math. Sometimes you can use a scientific calculator.
By the way, did you see the end credits of the Ray DeVito show? It's pretty good. I think I skipped it last show. When your fans don't want you no more. Yeah. I'm squashed. Good job, Chow. Very good. Thanks to Carlos Danger for being the good egg of the week and the guy who outed Ray for being Nate J on Twitter. One of his many, many.
Who knew Carlos would like turn on me and Carl and Ray and be like Chad's best buddy now? You know, it really is crazy how they turn. Michaela said, I'm not falling for the fuck, marry, kill trap. And I'm over here like, bitch, you are the fuck, marry, kill trap.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking an LO point. It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male grown. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. And the way that he baits him will put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called, then he treated